Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School. We're going to talk right now with Twin Lakes Coach Kevin Sengler. Great to see you, sir.
Great to see you guys.
I'll tell you what, you got a good ball team right here. You look around. You guys warmed up without the pads on. You got them on now.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to get after it a little bit during pregame and try to keep the kids out of the heat as much as possible. So, you know, we get after it a little bit without the pads on, and then we get going.
You can't blame the weather. It's beautiful tonight for football.
Tonight's definitely the best night we've had all season, so it should be a great night to play football.
Coach, I'm going to mention, you got a couple of running backs. You've got Cody John Jackson, he's a senior, and you got Kate Chester. Both those guys run the ball. They both score twice.
Yeah, Kavion's a senior for us. He's one of our captains. He's been our most consistent guy so far. He's just a really solid football player. He's one of our defensive ends, and he's definitely one of our leaders. And Custer is a sophomore, and he's run the ball well a couple games for us, too.
And Jaden, I guess I should say, Jaden Franciscina, that's a tough thing to say, but I'll pronounce it out. Jaden Franciscina throwing the ball pretty well, 127.5 yards per game.
Yeah, he's a junior quarterback for us. Had a really nice week one against Northwestern. Had a decent week last week against New Prairie. Got a pretty strong arm, and has done a pretty good job of picking up this offense the last 2 years.
You got a couple guys catching passes. That's Blaze Woods and Ty Gillum. Talk about them.
Blaze is our most experienced wide receiver. He started for us last year. He's our guy that is kind of our leader of our group. He's played the most snaps there. He did a really good job for us last week catching the football, and as he did in week one. And then Ty Gillum is a guy that this is his first year playing football since eighth grade. Has been a playmaker for us. Got sixth in the regional last year in track at the 200. Fast kid. And has done a pretty good job for us so far this season.
So I'm going to try to catch him. I got to admit right here, Ian Bozeman, he's got 10 tackles average per game. He's both teams with that tackle.
Yeah, he's a really good football player. He was all off that area last year for us. And was our leading tackler last year as a junior. He's one of our captains. And he's the guy that makes all the calls on our defense. And he's one of our defensive leaders.
Coach, I'm going to mention just one more thing here. Talk about your kicker. We saw him. He's got a leg that is magical.
Yeah, he's got an offer to play at an NAIA school in Kansas, Sterling College. He's got some other schools looking at him. So he's a pretty good football player. He's put a lot of time in it. You know, he's got range for 55. So, you know,
we saw 252 go through.
Yeah, he's at 55 in practice. He's had some kickoffs that are 70-plus. So when he's dialed in, he can kick the football. He's preseason All-State as a punter, so he averaged almost 38 yards a punt last year. So he can do a little bit of everything for us.
Coach, I got to admit, Ken Adams, what a wonderful guy. He's actually wearing red and white again. You graduated from Southmont High School in 99.
Yeah, red and white's always been good on me. I've been a lot of schools actually that have been red and white. I've coached at Portage and Loaded Portage, both red and white. So, you know, it's just been pretty well.
Thank you for your time. God bless you.
Thank you.
So we're going to walk this direction. And say what, he's ready to go. He's a little bit nervous maybe, but they say if you're not nervous, the Holy Spirit is not within you.
Yeah, he looks a little nervous a little bit. So we'll see what they have in store tonight for just keep it. Get tipped in here.
But that guy's been 3 years. He was at Carroll Cougars. That's a 1A school, but they treat you well over there at Carroll.
Yes, they do.
So we're going to try to pitch Coach right here. He's waiting for us. We'll talk about that. And got a Coach? We're going to talk right now with Coach Aaron Cole. I said, what? Coach Cole, two games, no scores. Can that happen against the Rice?
Well, I certainly hope so, but opponent's certainly a step up. It's a big 3A school. We're going to have to come to play tonight. Sure, it's going to be more physical. It's going to be Hoosier Conference football tonight. And hopefully we'll up our game.
They look like more of a running team. Probably don't pass quite as much.
They like to mix it up a little bit. I think they've thrown 43 times in their first two games, so that's about 20 times a game. Maybe similar to what we're used to around here. So they do have a really big, they've got a 215-pound running back. And I'm sure if they have some success with him early that we're going to see it so we can stop it.
last week, their kicker hit a 38-yarder from the left house.
He's got a heck of a leg. I was watching him in the pregame. He's hit a 38-yarder, but he's got more in his leg than that. So, you know, so that's a huge weapon for them. We're going to have to, you know, try to keep the ball on the other end of the field because, you know, as soon as they cross the 50, he's pretty much in range.
Yeah, Eli Carter, he's run the ball pretty good. 140 yards per game. 63 inches long. He scored 6 touchdowns on the ground.
Yeah, we think Eli's pretty special. For that, him to do that, the offensive line must be clicking too. So, we've got to continue that. He's gonna garner a lot of attention. So we'll have to block even better up front and, continue to be able to throw the ball to keep people out of the box. So that's what we like to do. We like to be balanced so they have to respect both. And then we think that, that opens up our offense.
Your passing game, turning right around, you got Nate Powell, you got Aiden Cole, and you got Cam Ridgway. All three of those guys have scored once in the air. You got to mention Vince Hoover throwing a great ball.
Vince played at a very high rate last week. If he plays as efficient as he has the first 2 weeks, he's going to put us in a position to win a lot of games. So, we've done some good things. We've been very stingy on defense. We have not turned the ball over very much, if at all. We've played well up front offensively. We've stopped the run defensively. So a lot of those things are, key components, at least to the way we like to play and keeps us in a good position to win games.
Probably got missed in 2 games this Hoover, 21 passes, only 3 incomplete. He's throwing 86% completion.
He's playing really, really efficient right now. And, the best part of this is he's making really good decisions, and that's the hardest thing to do. I think it's the most difficult position in sports to play. You got the ball in your hands every time. You got 11 crazy guys chasing you. And you're supposed to stand back there and make great decisions. That's what Coach is yelling at you. So for a sophomore kid, he's done phenomenal. So hopefully we keep doing that.
That guy you're going to have to defend, I guess, take care of him on defense. That's Ian Bozeman. He wears number 11. He averages 10 tackles per game.
Yep, that'll be our offensive line, specifically our guards. So we'll see how they play. And again, we've got 3 starters back from last year's team up there, so we have high expectations for them. So they're going to play good people every week from here on out. So we'll see how we compare.
And you talk about 31 Drew Kirby, 7 tackles per game, 43 a freshman, Cole Hutsey. He's tackling 5 tackles per game. Brogan Lutton and Dakota Adams with 4.5 each.
Yeah, Drew's he was an all-state player for us last year. He's extremely physical. He's a great athlete. He's very, very fast and physical. Brogan London's the other guy that plays as a starter for us, and I think he's been playing at a really high level too. You know, those numbers are a little bit skewed because they haven't played an entire game, either one of them yet. So those two are also playing at a very high rate.
Twin Lake, Tipton, neither quarterback has thrown a pick.
Well, I know the one that I want to keep that way. I know that. So they like to throw it around the yard. They're going to give us all kinds of formations tonight. We've got a couple of new guys in the secondary, including my son. So I'm excited to see. This will be kind of their first challenge of the year. Excited to see how our secondary plays.
I'd be amiss if I didn't say how well your son played quarterback second half last week.
He came in. I was proud of him. He came in, and the biggest thing that I saw was he played with confidence. Again, he made good decisions, outside of not running out of bounds, with him, I mean, you know, that's a lot of, you know, what do they say, 90% of being an athlete is mental, and he played with a lot of confidence, whether it was in the secondary or whether it was under center last week, so I was really proud of him.
And I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's Coach Aaron Toll, coach of the Tipton Blue Devils. I say, well, his son played well last week.
Yeah, he played well last week. He said he's playing in safety tonight, so we'll see if he can be up to the challenge. It's going to be a good one tonight here at Tipton Stadium. Twin Lakes and Tipton, sure, get any better than this one in the Hoover Conference. So,
keep talking.
So, yeah. Tippins averaging about 243 rushing on the ground. So we'll see if they keep that up or try to mix it up tonight and see what happens. Both teams are good defensively. So we'll see if they can score on Tippins. Tippins hasn't given up a score yet this year, so we'll see what happens. All right. Beautiful night here too. A lot better than we had.
Making our way up into the press box. Looking for a good game, both coaches. Probably looking forward to this game this week. These two teams did not play last year. I'm just saying, Ernie, these two teams didn't play last year because of the COVID bug.
We were
all ready to play Twin Lakes. These three that ended up good players ended up playing Liberty Christian.
Yeah, I wasn't around last year for that, but that's what you're saying. And I got Edwards Christian, and they wouldn't let you do the game. So unfortunately, I missed that game too.
Might have been week two, not quite remembering that, but you don't remember a lot from last year. It was so messed up.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't even get to go to a game last year.
So the band getting ready to get out on the field. We'll have our national anthem momentarily. We'll go ahead and let the audience know a little bit about each school. We'll talk about the Twin Lakes Indians. They're Class 3A, Sectional 25. There are six in their sectional. At Twin Lakes, Calumet, Hanover Central, River Forest, Benton Central, and Knox will make it Twin Lakes High School. They have an enrollment of 769. Their principal is Melissa Whitehead, the athletic director. He's wonderful. That's Kent Adams. She's also the basketball coach. And the athletic secretary, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports this week. We're thankful. That's Emily Anderson. We'll mention back there in Twin Lakes at Monticello, they play on natural grass as they do here at Tipton. We'll mention Twin Lakes High School is located at 300 South 3rd Street, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. On the web, you can reach them at twinlakeshs.org. On Twitter, at Twin Lakes F Ball. They wear the colors red and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the West Division. Tonight is the West versus the East. It's cross-conference ball game tonight. We'll mention Twin Lakes currently tied for third in the West. We'll let you know a season score, season record. They are 1-1. They defeated Northwestern week one. Last week they played North Perry. They're 0-0 in the conference. Tonight they'll play their first conference game, even though it's cross-conference. Head coach is Kevin Stabler. Kevin Stabler was gracious enough to talk to Putney in sports on the pregame. We're thankful for Coach Stabler. We'll also mention he went to Southmont High School. He did graduate 1999 there. He kind of blended his college atmosphere. He went to Indiana University. Also went to Marion University, graduated in 2003. Next game on the agenda for Twin Lakes will be at Rensselaer. That's an 8 p.m. start. That'll be September 10th. That's next week. It'll be a West Division matchup. And here's Ernie with the Tipton Blue Devils.
We're at Tipton Sports Complex. That's the home of the Tipton Blue Devils here. They are in Class 2A, Sectional 36. The sectional has Tipton, LaPel, Eastbrook, Elwood, Blackford, Eastern, Alexandria, and Frankton. Tipton has an enrollment of 505 students. The principal is Rick Stilton. The AD is Corey Furnon. And the athletic secretary is Tammy Sullivan. Tipton is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them at TiptonAthletics.com and on Twitter at BlueDevil_FB. Their colors are blue and white. They are in the Houston Conference East Division. They currently land at the top of that. Like AJ said, this is a cross conference meeting tonight. So overall, Tipton's 2-0. They haven't played a huge conference game yet. They are led by Coach Aaron Toole, who is 121-64 in his 17th year at Tipton. Next week, they are at Lewis Cass. Here's AJ.
It'll be a good game next week. Well, hope it don't rain. I said, what rain? Not really in the forecast tonight. Not supposed to rain. It did feel a couple of rain drops, but that's about it.
Yeah, just a few sprinkles. That's about it. It's beautiful out here tonight, AJ. So,
should be a good day. It's a little cool. I like that. Got up this morning about 64 degrees.
Yeah, it was nice this morning going to work.
So the band's going to walk across the field. We'll take some time out for the national anthem. Then we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the Eastern Conference tonight. Both these teams probably getting ready to play some football. Going to start at 7:30. 7:30 start time gives Twin Lakes a little more travel. Say, what they're up there in Monticello, and you got to think, Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach is a wonderful place to go in Monticello, Indiana.
Yeah, and they've redone it. I heard it's pretty nice up there again.
A guy from Chicago bought that place, turned it inside out. It's a great place to be. We're going to break for our national anthem. A lot of brass right here with that band, Gypsum High School Band. And then we'll talk a little bit about what's going to happen tonight, Ernie. We'll talk about last week, the 27th, Hoosier Conference. Final scores. It was Hamilton Heights 21 over Bluffton 14. Central Catholic got a win at Gary. That's a good win, 48-42. Lewis Cass got a win last week, as you mentioned. Blue Devils will see them next week. Lewis Cass pulling North Miami 7. And New Prairie. New Prairie got the win last week over Twin Lakes. We understand Twin Lakes might have been missing 3 to 5 starters. That does make a difference.
Yeah, for sure. And New Prairie's a really good ball club, too.
So last week, New Prairie scored 52. Twin Lakes got 3. As we mentioned, that 3 points came from 38 yards out. Colin hit the 3-ball.
Yeah, and as Coach said in the pregame, he's good from 50 to 55. So we'll see if that comes into play tonight.
Also last week, Rensselaer, they defeated North Newton 35-8. And Steger got the win over Benton Central 40-0. And Pittman shut out Elwood 41-0. West Lafayette got the win at McCutcheon. West Lafayette out to a good start, beating McCutcheon. And Lafayette Jeff last week. So anyway, 30-7, West Lafayette got the win. Western defeated Western Boone. That game took place on Saturday at 10 a.m. Pretty difficult to play at 10 a.m., I'm sure. But the reason they were playing at 10 was a very good reason. And we hope the best for that family. Western got the win 28-26. Here's Ernie with the Hoosier Conference tonight.
All right, tonight, week 3 of high school football, Hoosier Conference games. Benton Central's at Lewis Cass. Hamilton Heights at Rensselaer. Central Catholic at Northwestern. Twin Lakes at Tipton, and West Lafayette at Western.
We're going to be pretty good. There's all cross-conference games tonight. Next week, going to be conference games. So we'll talk a little bit about this ball game, Ernie, right here. We'll talk about the Tipton Blue Devils and Twin Lakes Indians. Tipton Blue Devils, the receiving game, they're averaging 136 yards per game. Twin Lakes, 132. That's right there, neck and neck.
Yeah, it seems like they don't throw as much as they run, for sure. Twin Lakes is kind of balanced, but Tipton likes to run the ball.
Tipton right now, but we got to admit, last week, Vince Hoover, he came out of nowhere, and he threw the ball well.
Yeah, AJ, he looked really sharp last week. He made all the right reads, and all the passes were on target.
So we'll mention the rushing game. Tipton, per game average, 245.5. Twin Lakes rushing the ball in per game, 111.5. So, as you mentioned, Tipton kind of got the upper hand in the rushing game.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, they like to run the ball, and, you know, they get a lot of carries between Eli Carter and Servey.
So they're working right there, and we'll mention touchdowns on this young season. Tipton has 11. Twin Lakes with 5.
Yeah, not much. I mean, not much on the side of Twin Lakes on the run. Like I said, their main focus on Tipton's side is rushing the ball. So
we'll see the ball ran, and we'll see it pass tonight. Quarterback sacks. Each team has 4 of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's about, you know, a couple of games there. So it looks like offensive lines are holding up pretty good. I mean, that's not too bad. 2 games, not giving up too many. So
both teams, I'll mention, they have 1 interception each. That was Ian Bozeman. He'll wear number 11. Ian Bozeman, you'll see him as a linebacker, inside linebacker. We'll mention Ian Bozeman, 5'9", 140 pounds. If that's accurate, pretty good, pretty small guy to play linebacker.
Definitely a small guy, but he's averaging like 10 tackles a game, I think, is what you said, AJ. So I'm looking forward to seeing him play defense.
He's also got the long interception. And we'll also mention 52. That's Brandon Trondosiak. They got some difficult names out here. We'll probably mispronounce them a couple of times, but he's got 8 tackles per game, and they have a junior, Tayden Deshaun, number 32. He's got 6.5 tackles per game.
Yeah, that's pretty good. We'll see what they do tonight. You know, we get to watch them, so hopefully we can see what they can do.
Tipton pretty even in the tackling department. 3 Servies. Brogan London, Dakota Adams, they're all seniors. Freshman Cole Hutchins, he gets in there and gets wild because they average about 7.5 and 4.5 each.
Yeah, their defense is pretty solid. Like they haven't given up any score yet, so their defense is pretty decent here.
We're going to see you in the backfield for Twin Lakes. Running the football will be Chase Brandt, he's a junior, 5'10", 2'10". They'll carry the ball, and as Coach Cole was talking about, they got another big guy carrying the football.
Yeah, they got a real big guy carrying the football. So, you know, Tipton's got their hands full tonight, and, you know, we'll see what happens tonight.
And we'll also mention, in the rushing department for Twin Lakes, James Chester, he'll wear number 30. He averaged 33.5 yards per game. As long as 21. And I get in the receiving department, a couple of seniors, Blaze Woods, Ty Dillon, 59.5 yards per game, and as long for Blaze Woods is 75 yards. He's got a touchdown in the air. Ty Dillon has a couple of touchdowns in the air. He averages 41 yards receiving per game, and his long is 47.
So it kind of looks like they tried to mix it up a little bit here, AJ. So Coach Cole was saying that they thought they mixed it up a lot on offense, and Coach Cole said that their defense was going to have to be on it tonight.
But they're working at it right there. Eli Carter carries the ball 140 yards per game. He's got 6 touchdowns on the ground. Cedar Griffin, 59 yards per game. His long is 19. Receiving department, Nate Powell, Aiden Soule, Sam Ridgway. each of those three will definitely contribute tonight.
Yeah, hopefully they can get it to do that tonight. They all got a touchdown last week. It was an incredible watch offense on the throwing the ball last week.
We'll talk about the quarterback position. Quarterback position, Ken Lexington. They got a junior. And Chase, that last name there is Francescina. James Francescina. I tell you what, that's typical.
Yeah, that's typical, AJ. I'm glad you're going to be saying it a lot more than I am.
We'll talk to you, the junior quarterback. He's got two games under his belt this year. That's Coach Smith and Coach Saber. Said he was quarterback a year ago also. He got 155 yards in two ball games. He's averaging 18.2 per catch. 127.5 yards per game at passing. He's got four touchdowns. He has not given up an interception.
Yeah, he hasn't given up an interception. You know, his average is pretty good. So we'll see what he does tonight.
And the other quarterback, the Shifton Blue Devils, both these quarterbacks wearing number two tonight. Sophomore quarterback for the Blue Devils is Vancouver. Vancouver, two games. He has completed 18. He's been targeted 21 times. He's been trying to drop the ball three times. That's a percentage of 86%. Completions. Well, mentioning he has thrown for 262 yards, 131 yards per game. That's pretty close to the 127.5 for Francisco. But I will also mention he's got, we'll mention Vancouver, three touchdowns in the air, and he also has not thrown an interception.
He's been good this year. You know, he's only had three incompletions, you know, three touchdowns. All those touchdowns were last week, so. I thought he took a step forward in last week's game.
No doubt. And Drew Service, linebacker, he'll drop off. He'll be a threat to pick the ball off. He picked off a good one last week.
Yeah, he did. Service is everywhere, man.
He's all over the place. And this game, getting ready to get started. 3:34 on the game clock. We're up in the press box right here. Tipton High School. Next week we'll be in the press box, we'll be at Lewis Cass. Good thing about it, we'll have a ceiling over top of us both places.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's right. That is for sure. But we'll just, they're going to have the coin toss right now. Blue Devil's going to walk out with 30. Serbies out there. Also, Jefferson, Eli Carter, and the fifth, fourth guy out here is Skipper Barnett. They're going to shake hands right there with Twin Lakes. Tipton Blue Devils, Twin Lakes Indians. Probably the first strong game we're going to see this season.
For sure.
So they do the coin toss. Indians called the coin toss. And Tipton actually won the toss by defer. And they're going to allow themselves to kick off. And we're going to have to see the Twin Lakes Indians defending the north. They'll go from north to the south, and the Blue Devils will kick from the south to the north.
Yeah, Tipton likes to go on defense first. We'll see. You know, they got a big 21 out there. That guy is really big, so we'll see what he can do here.
So they'll work with him. 21, Tavion Jackson. Tavion Jackson not listed as a starter, but you know we'll see a lot of him.
We'll see a lot of him. Just Twin Lakes coach there. Said a lot about him in pregame, but they're probably involved a lot tonight.
So, Tipton huddled up, Twin Lakes huddled up. As you mentioned, Ernie, Tipton does like to play defense first to get that momentum.
They like to set the tone on defense first. They say it would be first three ball games they've had.
So, we just been listening to a little bit of Van Hagar. I kind of like Van Hagar.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Van Halen back in the day, 1984, right here. Jump,
yeah.
So they're going to line it up right there. Tipton Blue Devil's going to get the football handed to number four, Dakota Ferg. Ferg's going to kick off, probably going with the two of them again, Nick Hughes. We may see Nick Hughes in the short kicking game.
Yeah, he didn't kind of talk about that in the pregame, so we'll see how this plays out tonight on the kicking game.
So Dakota Ferg is backed up 6 yards, a little bit soccer style. We're getting ready to start this game. 7:29 on the wristwatch, there's a boot, end under end, nice elevation, to the 11-yard line on the return. Twin Lakes will pick it up to get. If he stopped there before he got to the 25-yard line, on the return, Christian Robertson. He's a sophomore, 5'8", 155. Tipton right there, right now.
Yeah, that was, like we said last week, they get down and stay home and get in the lanes on kick coverage. It's really impressive at a high school level, I think.
I'm trying to think last week and even this week, what's the furthest penetration that an opposition has got to make it to the 30?
Maybe.
Here we go. We'll line up in a shotgun. Come in the backfield, slot left, split right. Here comes motion. Jet sweep motion. You're hand off to the fullback. Up the gut right there. Go across the 25 to about the 27-yard line. Pretty good spot right there. Running the football, number one, Sage Grant. They're going to go hurry up offense. Second down, six. They're two line scrimmage. They got two called in the huddle. Shotgun. They hand it to him again. He'll go up the gut. He'll get to the 35-yard line. Going to be a good game. He's going to be third down and four.
Yeah, good coverage there. I mean, hurry up. They didn't really get set. They're going to hurry up again these days. What, about third and five here, maybe?
Third down four. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Slot right. Here comes Jet Sweet Motion. They're going to hand off up to Jet once again. Blue Devils going to stop him. They've not did four. That first down has been made. So, pretty good run right there. Sage Grant picked up the first down.
Yeah, it was a good hard run. Looked like he got stopped by number 60.
So they're lining up right there.
Bryce Easterson on that stop.
Shotgun formation once again. Hurry up off. It's going to pass play. Going to roll right. Going to let it go in the flat. It's incomplete. Servies picking up the runner out of the backfield. That pass is targeted to number 29, Jacob Oliver. Jacob Oliver couldn't make the reception.
On that play, A.J. Hoover got to the quarterback pretty quick to make him throw that pass off.
So, second down 10 after the incompletion. Clock stopped at 10:53. Early going. Twin Lakes running the early hurry-up offense. They give it to Sage Grant once again. They go left side. Kind of break the containment right there. Going to pick up about two, maybe three. Sage Grant.
Yeah, he waited until the last second to get that ball off to him, and Tipton there had some good penetration to get like 3 yards on that play.
Twin Lakes is going to get a lot of plays off tonight, doing it this way. No huddle whatsoever. Double slot, right side, going to drop the throw. Pass play, a little bit tall, couldn't get up to it. That pass was targeted for number three, Blake Hunt. Right there on defense, Nate Powell and Eli Carter, fourth down, we're going to punt.
Yeah, once again, Hoover was coming around the end and he had his hand up, so the quarterback had to throw a little high to that receiver there. Good pursuit by Hoover there.
So shotgun formation. Punt formation. You're going to line up deep about 15 yards. You got three blockers out in front of him. They're not going to get to the punter. Snap's good above ground. They'll boot it out of there. Nice punt. Skyward is going to bounce. Blue Devil's going to let it roll. It's actually going to be picked up on the first bounce at the 30-yard line. That ball might have bounced a little bit better for them if he didn't pick that up.
Yeah, maybe. It might have been. It might have been backwards, though. So, again, you know, 39, chipping offense here. See what they can do on offense. First
ball spotted 29-yard line. They'll line it up first and 10. Hoover checking the wristband just inside the right hash. Clock is stopped for change of possession. Going to line up in the shotgun. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Split wide right is Nate Powell. Slot left side, Aiden Toll. And Zane Goodrich. Going to hand off. Going to go left side. Going to break the payment. Eli Carter going to pick up the first down on the first carry. He's pushed out of bounds.
Yeah, he was pushed out about by 21 and number 3. That 21 was coming from the backfield. That's Kavion Jackson, 6'1", 215. He looks impressive already. And Blaze Woods on the push out of bounds.
So ball spot is 42-yard line. They moved the chains in a hurry.
Yeah, definitely first play, you know. Good play.
So they'll line up again, shotgun formation. They'll switch sides now. Aiden Toll going to the right along with Sam Ridgway. In the slot right there, Nate Powell takes that back. It's Kirby. He's going to hand off up to get Eli Carter, second carry. of the ball game, second carry of the ball game, and Eli Carter going to pick up about six.
Yeah, he was stopped on a play by Ethan Bozeman. The coach in pregame said that he was pretty good too.
Yeah, just 10 tackles per game. He's got the lone interception. They're going to line up on the shotgun once again. Aiden Cole split out wide left, short side of the field. We got to the right. There's going to be an official timeout on the play. It's going to be a timeout called by the East line judge. And Ridgway's going to be after come off the surface. He might have a little bit of blood or something. They'll check on him. Going back in for Ridgway is number 8, Eli Carver.
Yeah.
So we're going to run the ball right here. Clock moving. 9:28, first quarter. Shotgun. Going to hand it up to Cuts once again. Came in the backfield. He'll go across the 50. Eli Carter going to be close to a first down, but maybe not quite.
Yeah, good run, man. They're getting, that line's getting off the ball there, getting the mark. He's not getting hit, you know, 3 or 4 yards downfield. It's third and less than one here.
Got to call the first down. They're not going to measure. It looks like a measure, Gary. He already said first down.
Yeah, he said first down. Yeah.
Wow. Early going. I think I'd ask for a measure.
Yeah, for sure.
So they get the first down. They actually earn it. Trip to the right spot. Shotgun. I'm going to hand off center Griffin. Flag on the play. Flag on the play. It looks like right there. I'm going to be holding against the Blue Devils. Not quite sure, but it looked like Nick Myers might have been laying on his blocked gentleman on the ground.
Yeah, for sure, AJ. You never want that on first down. You're going to be like first and 20, but see if they can recover from this on this drive here.
Nick Myers, he's a great young man. He didn't know their GM works at Tim Dandy. He does a fine job.
Yeah. Everybody at Tim Dandy seems to do a good, fine job up here in Tiffin when I come up here.
That was a good place to eat.
Definitely.
So we're going to back it up. We're going to back it up 10 from the spot of the foul. Going to go back into Tiffin territory. The spot is no good up at the 40. Middle of the field, clock rolling, 8:56. No score. Blue Devils in their first possession. Twin Lakes has already had theirs. Might be a seesaw battle. We'll see. Shotgun going to open up to the hole. Going to hand the ball off to Eli Carter. He'll move the pile. He'll go forward. He'll get about 7 of those yards back.
Yeah, number 7. It looked like number 11 was in there again. Ethan Bozeman. Yeah, with the initial stop, but Eli got a couple more yards after that.
So, ball spot is 47-yard line. We're looking at that dial-a-down. It's not a dial-a-down. It's lit up. That 2 is great. It's translucent.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what you were saying last week when we saw that. It's really nice.
That's well done. So, 47-yard line, shotgun formation. Single man in the back here is Eli Carter. Service, your hand to Carter. He'll go one hole and back through to go back into Twin Lakes territory. At the 46-yard line, going to get between the sticks again, then it's going to be third down about 8.
Yeah, AJ, Kavion Jackson on that stop again. He got downfield, he got the tackle. 6'2", 215. That's pretty incredible in high school.
Been in the weight room.
Yeah, definitely been in the weight room. And he's hustling out here.
46-yard line, Twin Lakes territory from the left hash. Shotgun once again for Hoover. Slot right, slid left, dropping a throw. Gonna let one go. Going to flat left side. I should say down the field, not about the 30-yard line. Trying for Nate Powell. Nate Powell couldn't come up with it. Good defense there, number 12, Todd Fitzpatrick. He's a senior, and it's gonna be 4th and 8. Looks like they're gonna go for it.
Yeah, it was good defense there. Yeah. Hoover overturned a little bit, so I think they might be punting, AJ. We don't know yet. We'll see what happens.
Backing up in punt formation. Looks like Eli Carter is going to try to boot it out of there. Ball's spotted once again at the 47-yard line. Not wanting to give up a short porch, they're going to try to punt him in deep and flip the field. Calling for the cadence. Going to be a flag on the play. Going to be a delay of game. They might have won that delay game. Might have just didn't want to put it in the end zone off the foot.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't, like the special teams coach, I wasn't too happy, so I don't think that was planned. I could be wrong, but.
You may be right. So they backed it up across the 50 to the 48 of Tipton. 13 yards deep to receive the punt.
Oh, sure.
Snap right here is Eli Carter. High snap. He drops the football. He's got to boot it out there. He will. He can get boot. Good spiral. Could have bailed. Could have been up to the 6 minutes. Defender off the twin legs leg and the blue never fall on it.
Wow, AJ, wow. The high snap, he has to fumble to get it, and he kicks it and happens to hit a twin leg player. That's amazing.
First big play of the game.
Definitely. They can fall 20 yard line, AJ.
So Tipton back on offense. Left hash, they break huddle. Up to the line of scrimmage. 7-10 clock stop change of possession. Not really. They're going to line up under center with Aiden Cole. They got a high formation. Eli Carter, guy in the eye. Dropped the football. The handoff anyway got in the way. Eli Carter. Just a little bit of a mishandled snap, and it caused a disruption.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely don't want that on the first play. The Leafs got the ball back. You lose a little bit of yard. So they had a little bit of momentum there, but now it's back to even here, I think.
So back to the 23, at least three on the play. Second down, 13. From the left hash, once again, clock moving, 6:42. First quarter. Under center, once again, is Aiden Toll. But out wide left is Nate Powell. Eye formation. You get a blocking back in front of him. They'll hand it off. It'll work more smoother. And working across the 20-yard line, inside the 20, is Eli Carter. They'll spot him at the 18-yard line. And it's going to be third and eight.
That was a nice stop play there by Ian Bozeman.
They're spotted once again, third down. Blue Devils need eight to move the chains. And what Blue Devils probably going to have to go for it on fourth down. The kicking game may be not quite what they anticipated. We'll see. They'll get better. Under center, once again, Aiden Toll. Two in the backfield line formation. Dotting the eyes, Eli Carter. They reverse out and drop the throw. Pass play is going to be through the arms of Sam Ridgway. He had a double team on him defensively, and Sam Ridgway got caught up with his legs between both of them. He's on the surface.
And he's on the surface. That's unfortunate. AJ, hopefully he gets up all right. I wonder what they were using Toll in there for on that series, AJ. I'd like to hear from the coach on that.
So still on the surface is Sam Ridgway. He's being checked out right now from trainer Burkett. Watch looking over him. Also out there is Coach Stoker. He's a little bit grimacing right now. He's on the surface, but he kind of got mixed up there in a double team. He's 6'7", and when he came down, both legs were between both defenders.
That's a tall guy hitting the ground like that between both defenders. Hopefully, he's sitting up now, so that's a good sign.
Just came off of a high ankle sprain. He had that in preseason. He did not participate in the Peru scrimmage, but he's made it back for first game at Franklin.
Yeah, first game, you know, he's been solid this year so far.
So they're checking on him, not going to hurry him along. They're going to pull him up to the surface. He's getting a hand clap, and I think it's that right leg again. That's the one he had the high ankle sprain on.
He's being helped off the field, AJ.
Doggone it. Don't like to see that. He's got a couple of players going out to help out. And he's being helped off the field, and he's not putting any pressure on that leg.
No, he's not, AJ. That's really unfortunate.
Well, we'll hope it's going to be good. They need him in basketball season.
For sure.
So we'll hope he can get back in football season. That right leg, he's gingerly keeping it safe. Being helped off the field. And he'll make his way back to the training room, I'm sure. They'll take him that direction. They'll line up. It's going to be a fourth down. Fourth down, seven is what they're saying on the board. Shotgun formation, Hoover back in the ballgame. He's going to run a quarterback draw. Quarterback draw, he's got a first down, maybe. It's going to be close. He's not going to pick it. Yeah, he is. He's inside. He's got the first down.
That guy was a straight quarterback throw. He just put it down the ring. That was a good run. He had all day to run there.
He's a beast. 6'3", 228. Plays offense, defense. Plays defensive line as an end. Played a lot of that last year. Sam Edwards had the quarterback position last year, year before. The year before, Hoover was in eighth grade. Under center, once again, is Aiden Toll. Two in the back, they're reverse down. He'll hand off to the deep back. Eli Carter, trying to break containment. He's still working free. Your family's feet are going to be loose, and he's going to get free. He's tested. How
did
he get loose
on the middle? That was just a really good move. He was thought to put him in on that play, man.
He was on his way to the surface. He kept his balance.
Yeah, he did. That was like Barry Sanders, AJ.
Eli Carter's 7th touchdown rushing on the season.
Amazing.
So they'll line it up for the point after. Number 25, Nick Hughes, 6'1", 140. Plays a lot of soccer. Comes over on Friday night. He kicks the football for Coach Cole. Late substitution. Play clock 6-7. We're good. There's a spot. The hold's good. The kick is good.
That was well done. Good kick.
Yeah, that was a good kick.
Hey, they capitalized on that turnover. You know, that 4th and 8. It wasn't looking so hard. And they just did the quarterback roll and get in the end zone 2 points later. I mean, yeah, that's the way to carry that momentum.
So Gibson going to kick off once again. Quint Lake's back to receive it. And there's the guy right there on the sideline, Eli Carter. Wow, he's got those white patches on his arms. He don't want to get skinned up, especially on a turf field.
He don't. I mean, that's kid, you know, I've seen 3 games. It seems like he gets better every week.
Seems like Kipton always has a good running back in the ground game.
Yeah, for years they've always had one.
So they'll spot it up right there on the 40-yard line. Going to boot it away. It looks to be Dakota Ferg as they take turns. He's waiting for the football to be hand-delivered to him. They'll work it right there. They're going to hand the football to him. Dakota Ferg likes it pretty much vertical.
Yeah, he does.
So he'll back up 6 yards deep, soccer style. Tipton going to kick off second time this season. We're still in the first quarter. 5:09 left. Tipton in front, 7-0. Eli Carter puts it in the end zone. End under end. Boog going to take him back to the 13-yard line on the return. He's right up the gut. They look for a hole. They get across the 30 to about the 32-yard line. On the return, number 5, Tristan Robertson. Robertson makes a pretty good run back. He just felt like a bat out of hell. He was straight forward. What are you going to do tonight?
Yeah, it's very important. Like you said, get them down there in their lanes. I'd like to see how many yards they give up a kick return. It can't be very many, AJ.
You're right. So let's spot it right there, right hash, Twin Lakes. Let's see if they go to hurry up offense again. Kind of hope not, but if they do, they do. So two in the backfield, one's the quarterback. Quarterback over to Francis Kina. He's going to hand off. They go to Sage Brandt. Brandt breaks the statement. He'll pick up 8 before he gets rolled out of bounds.
Yeah, he got rolled out of bounds there. Looks like 87 on the tackle. Eli Carter.
So they're working. They're going to go hurry up offense. They look to the sideline. They get the play signaled in. No huddle once again for Twin Lakes. Block clock moving 4:37. Tackled in bounds. Going to hand off to Sage Brandt. Brandt's going to go forward. He'll go one hole. He'll pick up the necessary yardage. He's going to move the team.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't much yards, but it was enough for a first down. He was stopped by the interior defensive line there.
So working from the left hash, just inside the left hash. They got trips to the right. They got split out wide left. They're going to hand off again, right to left. He left to right. Stays rare. Blue Devils right there going to stop him at a 2-yard gain.
Yeah, it was a good pursuit again. 36 on that tackle. Looks like Brogan Landon, Coach London, Coach Cole said that he's done a pretty good job this year so far, too. Here we go. Hurry up again.
Slot right. Left shotgun. Pass play in the flat. Cut. to go into Clifton Blue Devil territory and get pushed out by Eli Carter in three servings. Pretty good catch made right there. Blaze Woods picked up another first down in the air.
Yeah, it was a good throw.
So shotgun formation. Hurry up offense once again. Slot left, slot right. Working from the right edge. Pass play. Across the middle. Could almost been intercepted. Aiden Cole was playing defense. Didn't know that ball was going to be pretty close to him picking it off.
Yeah, if he was looking in the right direction, he could pick that off.
But he was playing defense first, and that's probably the most urgency right there.
Yeah, playing. They always play defense first.
So defensive backs guarding against the pass, doing a good job. Defensive backs right here. Slot right. Going to hand off again. Single man in the backfield. That's Stage Brand. He's inside the 45, near the 42-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down. Third down and seven.
Yeah, third and seven, good. Good pursuit there. Hurry up. So, here you go, AJ. Let's go.
Shotgun formation. Taking it back. But he's from an early block. It's going to be a pass play. Going to release.
Oh,
and he's caught right there. Flag in the backfield thrown by the umpire. And catch is made. Catch is made by number 89, Anthony McFadden. And they throw a flag up just right at the 50-yard line. Going to be a holding penalty on Twin Lakes.
It was holding, but that was a nice play by Levi Burkett there. He got up there and had receivers to get nowhere. I thought that play was really well done.
Francis Keenan, he goes with the tight end. The delayed release right there in the flat to the screen play. Good play.
Oh, yeah, it was a good play, but it didn't go anywhere. I mean, that was a good tackle by Levi Burkett. I can't stress that enough, you know. Open field and made the tackle.
This is going to accept the penalty. So back it up to the 50. They'll take it to the 40 as Twin Lakes. Line to gain is the 35 of Clifton.
Yeah. Yeah. It's third and 25, maybe.
So they'll back it up right there. Third and 25. Scoreboard just a little bit off. Not much. 10 yards. So they'll line up in a shotgun formation. Single man in the back. You'll slot right. Split left. Going to throw pass in. Someone from the same place. Looks ahead. So they're trying to get that one to Sage Brandt. He took his eyes off of it just before trying to make the catch and dropped it.
Yeah, can't do that. And he might have some room to run there.
He was probably hearing some footsteps.
Yeah, maybe.
So they're going to line up in punt formation. We're going to see the kicker and the punter. He does both. 43. Pretty good young man. That's Colin Seymour. He's a senior, 5'11", 165. Taking the punt right there. Receiving right there about the 26. You're going to line him up about the 28. Not sure. 26-yard line. Blue Devil's going to get the ball back.
Yeah, that's a good punt. I'm pretty sure Coach Freeman said he was an all-state punter, and he's got a couple of letters at NAIA to kick.
So that'd be pretty fun. I said, what was watching him before the game. He was the only Twin Lakes player with a white shirt on.
Yeah, he was out there with a white shirt and no pads. And we saw him hit 52 yarders in warm-up.
Sure did. So they'll line up shotgun. Hoover back in the ballgame. King him in the backfield. Behind Hoover is Eli Carter. Slot left. In the spot is Aiden Cole. Look at this. Shotgun snap. They'll give the ball to Eli Carter. He's loose. Jake and Dad, he's up the sidelines and he's in Twin Lakes territory. He's going to step out of bounds. Step out at the 32-yard line. Pretty good run right here for Eli.
Yeah, that was a good run. He was pushed out of bounds by 33. But when he's getting all these yards, you watch these guys up front. They're getting blocked. They're getting off the ball really well. This offensive line has been playing really, really well.
Eli Carter gets him in chunks, probably like that guy from Nobleville.
Yeah, that guy from Nobleville's had a good year so far, too.
Over 500 yards in two games.
Yes, sir.
Wow, sophomore even. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Split out wide left is Nate Powell. We're going to hand off to the single man in the backfield. He'll get through the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose it. Better Griffin picks up the first down. He'll take it to the 10-yard line. It's going to be first and goal, Gibson.
First and goal. It don't matter who you put in there. This rushing attack is pretty phenomenal.
So they'll move the chains. They'll set the chains down, actually, and they'll go with the box. First and 10, both near the middle of the field. Clock rolling, 2:38. We're in the first quarter. 7-0 advantage for Tipton. Tipton looking to put it in the end zone again. Slot right. In the slot is Aiden Cole. Shotgun snap, they'll give it again to Eli Carter. 10 yards, he's still on his feet. Touchdown. Eli Carter, 2 to 9 on the season.
Yeah, he won't even talk for that play. He got the end zone, not even being touched.
He's zigzagged, I tell you what. For a junior, he's got another year on the way.
Oh, yeah. He's on a good pace to have a good year here, AJ.
I was trying to point out the first one was good. AQ is going to boot it again. The holder is Aiden Cole. Gets snapped, blocks it. Puts it up in through the upright. Look at Nick Hughes, the best working on his second game.
Yeah, he has.
So we're going to work on Sam Ridgway. Sam Ridgway getting it. Ice on the ankle, and that's the same ankle.
It is the same ankle, AJ. That's good to know. Unfortunate for this kid. Hopefully, you know, maybe a game or so. We'll see. He's got ice on it right now.
He's getting checked on right now by his Aiden Cole. We're talking to a senior. Giving a pat on the back. So Tipton Blue Devils going to boot the ball away once again. Still first quarter, 2:20 left in the first. Tipton, a 14-0 advantage. Working right here, you got any scores?
No, I don't have any scores yet. You know what? I mean, you know, Tim Lake had Tipton stop, and you know, and then a bad snap, and Carter got it away, and just hit that Tim Lake, and that's kind of changed the momentum here at JR so far.
Hey, what, this no huddle? That takes some doing to be able to do that successfully.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, so far Tipton's been up to the task.
So, ball spotted 40-yard line. East line Jed making his way back. West line Jed lined up on the 50. Dropping back to boot the ball away. Dakota Ferg wears number 4. He's a sophomore. There's the boot. Line drive. And the bounce going to go through the legs. He'll pick it up at the 8-yard line and bring it back out. Tipped it right there. Good tackling that Drew Serby's going to tackle him about the 9-yard line.
Yeah, Serby's got down there fast, AJ, and went through the legs there as the Twin Lake player. Couldn't go anywhere after that.
Tristan Robertson, the ball carrier, sophomore, but yeah, when he's off that football, that's all she wrote.
Yeah, definitely. It was the way that Tipton on deep return that pursued, it's almost a game over there.
So Tipton going to line up on defense. They're going to line up at a 3-4. They're going to huddle up on this one. The brake pedal, 20 seconds left on the play clock. Game clock stationary at 2:14. It'll start on the snap after the change of possession. Quarterback in the backfield, that's Francis Spina. He's going to hand off to the single man in the backfield. He'll go forward. He'll pick up maybe a couple. Then move it forward. Clock moving, 2:06. Working his way back up off the pile. Right there, that's number 1, Sage Brandt.
Yeah, Sage Brandt. It looks like, you know, there's 4 Tipton guys on that tackle. So Tipton's came to play tonight.
They knew it was going to be a game. First big game they played this season. Passing the flag, going to be caught. Going to get it across to the 15, go out to 16, maybe the 17-yard line. They're going to dink and dunk, probably, to try to get back into it.
Yeah, maybe. That's the first time they've tried that play. So hopefully Tipton, you know, is aware of that. It's the first time they've come down the row on pass play.
Third down, less than 1. Getting the play right there. They're going to spot it. He picks the football up, and he's going to bring it over. They're going to say he's about less than 1. That's a difficult pass to pick up the ball and move it about 12, 15 feet.
Yeah, for sure.
So the lineup shotgun formation. Big third down play. Take the snap. He'll hand off. They'll go forward. Tipton going to tackle him, but he picks it up. And he has a 30 yardage.
You know, picked up 4 or 5 yards. 3 or 4 Tipton guys on the tackle again.
So they move the chains. It's 1st and 10. Twin Lake's going to go with the no huddle once again. Clock moving, 56 seconds, first quarter. Play clock at 20 seconds. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. They've got 3 spread out. Wide, they'll go motion, jet sweep. They'll give it to the jet sweep. who go out of bounds. Ball carrier on the play. Number 3, Blaze Woods. Who gets tackled out of bounds? Who get a good gainer?
Yeah, good gainer. It looks like they like to go to the left a lot, AJ. You said a couple plays, you know, that they won left. So just need to be aware of that.
Probably got the blocking guys out there. I tell you what, those guys out top. Front line, you look at them, they just got one senior. They got a couple of sophomores and 2 juniors.
Yeah, and they're pretty big on the front line.
So biggest guy on the front line is the left guard at 250. He's 5'11". That's Travis DeWitt. So they're working the play right there. I'm going to throw a ball back in. Get the ball that they want. Twin Lakes get to choose the football, but the officials say when it can go in. So they're walking off a penalty right there. We didn't see much as they showed up. Here comes the white hat. He's going to let us know. Maybe I guess they've already given a signal. So Tipton drops him back, and Tipton's going to let him play from the 43-yard line, Twin Lakes, first and 10. Trips to the right, split out wide left. Shotgun pass play. Caught at the 50, inside the 50 to the 46. Pretty good play right there. Franciscina makes the pass. Chris Pitch to Ty Gillum. Ty Gillum, one of them guys we talked about in pregame. Ty Gillum working 41 yards per game. He's 47 inches long. He scored twice in the air. So shotgun formation, ball's 47-yard line. Tipton pulls the ball back out, tries the pass play. Couldn't be caught. Defense was good right there by Drew Serby.
That was a good play. Even if he caught it, he wasn't going anywhere.
Pretty good play right there. Trying to hit number 29. He was a target. 29, Jacob Oliver. Jacob Oliver, he's a junior, 5'9", 180. He's a pretty good size young man. So shotgun formation, single man in the back view. They're going to hand off. Sage Brandt, the ball carrier. He'll pick up maybe 3 on the play. And if not too bad, it's going to be 3rd down, maybe about 8.
Yeah, that's a nice play by Brogan London on that play.
The ball spotted 44-yard line. They're going to call it 3rd down 8. Clock's going to empty out, as Ernie says, and the clock's going to whistle. Not a lot of stadiums have that whistle. Can you think of any more?
Lewis Taft, maybe Hamilton High. About the few I know.
You don't hear them often. I say, well, sometimes you're running, and you don't realize that you're on your last play of the quarter. But pretty good ball game in the works right here. Tipton scoring twice. That first score was basically a gift from the mishandled punt when it hit the ground.
And for sure, like I said, that's why it was the momentum change right there. So 3rd and 8 coming up. We'll see what they have here.
We're going to mention this right here. Atlanta New Earth Festival. New Earth Festival. That's the Atlanta New Earth Festival. Took a pandemic hiatus in 2020, but it's back for 2021. Be sure to set your calendar for the 4th weekend in September. This year's festival will be held on September 25th and 26th. The total population of Atlanta, Indiana is approximately 750. But this little northern Hamilton County town sees more than 70,000 visitors at the Atlanta Earth Festival. More than 40-plus years strong and back in the saddle again, unique arts, crafts, antiques, vintage decor, farmers market, kid zone, food, and live entertainment. Ball's loose in the backfield.
Nice play by Cooper, AJ.
So batted down. We'll mention also the Earth Festival at downtown Atlanta, Indiana. No admission charge. You can call them at 765-292-2626. Again, 765-292-2626. Atlanta, Indiana, downtown. That's September 25th and 26th, coming right up in the near future. Deep to punt right there is Colin. He's going to soccer style, he'll boot one out of there, go end over end. It's going to bounce hard, it's going to get in the end zone. Eli Carter let that go, and that ball had some momentum on it.
it was good to let it go, and it went into the end zone, so that's good for Tippin's part of the point.
That was risky. That ball had to stop. They didn't sunk deep.
True, but with that rushing game, who knows what would have happened.
So I'll line up again. Fox stop, change of possession. The 11:48 left. We're in the second quarter. They're going to spot the football. They're going to ask if they want a new football. Right there. Referee got a spot that he's behind the linebackers. He spots the football for the senior, for the actually the center each time. That's Nick Myers. Shotgun formation. Single man in the back view. Twins right, twins left. Going to open it up to the hole. They'll hand off. Bit of a handoff right there, Eli Carter. And I'm late all over him.
They were everywhere on that play. He got the back of the line of scrimmage, but that's it.
So Eli Carter with the draw play. Hoover comes over, gets the play from Coach Dustin Shear. He's in the huddle now, looking at his wristband. He's going to call the play a couple times. Play clock is at 17. Game clock moving. 11:16 left here in the second quarter. 14-0 advantage, Tipton in front. Hoosier Conference, cross-conference matchup. Pass play in the flat. It might be a loose ball there. They're going to say no, it's going to be incomplete. They threw a play in the flat right there, and it looked like Eli Carter might have been a fumble.
It may be, but I think he took his eye off the ball, too, on that play, looking to run. You can't do that, even though you got to kill the run. You got to catch the ball first.
So, pretty lucky right there. Ball a bit forward, and umpire calls it an incomplete pass. 11:03, clock stopped after the incomplete. The last shotgun, seeing him in the backfield, is Eli Carter. They go slot left, then right, dropping a throw with Hoover. Third down play, going to go long. Going to go up the sideline, a little bit overthrown. Looking for Nate Powell, running right with him, foot for foot. With Twin Lakes, number 12, Todd Fitzpatrick, also a senior.
Yeah, he was close to the hood, but if he could have took a little off that, he would have been good because he had a step or two on him. He just overthrew him a little bit.
So we're going to see Tipton, Connie unit once again, second time on the field tonight. 10:55, clock stopped after the incompletion. 12 seconds left here on the play clock. Call the cadence. He'll get the snap. High snap, not too bad. He'll handle this one. He'll take one skyward. Fair catch at the 48-yard line. And the catch made there. They're caught by number 5, Tristan Robertson. He looked like he was going forward a little bit after the fair catch. Not much.
Not much. They're going to have good field position here, AJ. So hopefully Tristan can be up to the task here.
Let's spot it at the 48-yard line. Twin Lakes Indians. Twin Lakes wearing the white uniform. That's just one thing about it. Football, you wear white away. Basketball, you wear white at home.
Yep.
So they'll line up shotgun. Shotgun formation, Francis Pina. He'll hand off, single man in the backfield. He'll be stopped right there, a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Sage Grant meets the Blue Devils.
Yeah, it was definitely a good play. I couldn't quite see the number on that play.
Shotgun to line up again. Line up in the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation, slot right, slot left. Francis Pina, call the cadence. They'll go jet sweep. They'll hand off to number 5. Here's little Tristan Robertson. He's going to try to bring containment. Did somewhat. He got to the 50-yard line. It's going to be third down and 8.
Yeah, it looked like Drew Servers was in on that tackle last time. They tried that sweep again, but that time didn't stay at home.
50-yard line, right hash. Third down play. They need 8. Shotgun formation. Francis Pina. See him in the backfield. Sage Brand. Slot left. Split right. You're going to throw one deep. A little bit tall. Nearly got it down. Nearly picked up that football. Pretty good effort right there. Tristan Robertson gets a bit tall.
Yeah, Hoover was in the backfield and made him throw a high. So Hoover's getting in the backfield a lot. He's really playing good on defensive end tonight, AJ.
So they'll line up punt formation. Duke first. The Blue Devils going to be a single back once again. Eli Carter. He's going to line up. He's 15 yards deep for this snap. Got three blockers out front. He's feet up to Well, he's going to take the deception at 15 yards. Nice snap. He'll boot it out of there. Fair catch called for by Carter. He'll make the catch at about the 17-yard line. Blue Devils will put it in play there.
Yeah, play it. That was a good punt again. Tiffin's been up to the challenge so far in defense. See if they can get another touchdown here on offense before the half.
So ball spotted 17-yard line. First and 10. Clock stop 9:44. We're in the second quarter, 14-0. Tipton scored twice in the first quarter. Both times it was Eli Carter. So the lineup split left from the left side. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Slot right. They're going to hand off up the gut. Right there, they're going to give it to Carter. Carter's on the way. He's across the 45, across the 30, across the 40, across 50, 40, 30. And he's tackled from behind. He'll be brought down at the 28-yard line. He'll be getting up right there, number 12. That is Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick has some wheels.
Yeah, it was a good way to run him down. But, AJ, on that play, they had Servies out. Servies are full out there leading that block on that play. Did you see that?
They are both team players. 11 guys playing this game.
He opened a hole up there for Carter that time.
So they'll line up in a shotgun formation. Hoover's looking at the sideline, looking at some signals. Gets a signal from Justin Shear. Single man in the back doing his better grip, and they're going to take the ball to him. Going to keep the ball himself right there, number two. Hoover, I'm not sure Better Griffin knew that he was not going to get the ball there.
Right. Hoover kept around, sucked it, and ran.
So Sutter probably doesn't care. It's second down two. Sutter Griffin going to jog off the field right there. He gets a pat on the helmet right there from Justin Shear. Ball spotted at the 20-yard line, just inside the right edge. Shotgun formation, Eli Carter in the backfield. Spin out wide right with Nate Powell. Slot left. In the slot is Aiden Cole. Snap good. They'll hand off Eli Carter. They'll go right to left. They go inside the 10. To get a first down, and it's going to be first in goal.
Yeah, AJ, he's not getting hit 5-6 yards down the field before he even gets hit here. You have to credit the offensive line tonight.
Absolutely. They roll the clock. It's first and goal. Play clock is 25, 8:18 on the game clock. Shotgun formation, Hoover in the shotgun. Eli Carter in the backfield. Slot left. Short side of the field, slot right. Excuse me. Split right is Nate Powell. Pass play to Powell. They're coming in front of the defender, and he'll make the catch. Nate Powell, touchdown in the air on the season.
Yeah, that was a good play. Just for a slant right on time to Powell there.
Defense was good. Right on time also with Todd Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick right there. Senior playing a senior. Let's try the point after once again. Nick Hughes calling for the snap is Aiden Cole. Gets a good snap to put on the block through the uprights. Nick Hughes, nothing but perfect tonight.
Yeah, he's looking pretty good tonight, AJ.
So they'll line it up. They'll talk about this once again. And then we'll mention this game is being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. It's made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. They're your live sports broadcast home. You can listen to or provide your own. Allow others to hear the athletic events in which you choose to deliver. That's youth sports, middle school sports, and high school sports. Again, that's AudioSportsOnline.net.
Who wants the telephone?
So, Blue Devil's going to kick off once again. Blue Devil's going to hand the ball once again to Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg spotted right there, a bit vertical. Once again, 8:04 on the second quarter clock. 21-0. Tipton in front. 6 yards deep, a bit soccer style for Ferg, waiting for the whistle. There it is. They'll boot it away. It'll be a low elevation, going to bounce once, picked up on the hop He'll go straight up the jet again. That's number five working right there. Tristan Robertson. He gets into Blue Devil territory. Pretty close. Pretty good. Run back right there for Robertson. You knew he was going to break one.
Yeah, sooner or later, but you have to credit Dakota Ferg there to push him out of bounds.
The ball spotted and tipped in Blue Devil territory. Win late. Best offensive start of the evening. The spot there at the 44. Left hand. Play clock is moving. 20 seconds to the line of scrimmage. Francis Keenan, not aware that one of his snaps is not fastened on his helmet. He's going to be caught in the backfield. Hey, Grant, put in a
hook. He's come to play tonight.
So ball marked back at the 49-yard line. Going to be a loss of five. And, yeah, Hoover did come to play.
Definitely. He was in that backfield so fast.
Working from the left defensive end position. 3-point stance, all three of them front line. They're working the shotgun. Chips to the right, spit out wide left. Shotgun, going to give it to Sage once again. Sage ran on the carry. They'll get some blocking out front. He'll get back to you about the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that was a good run. Hard run there. He kept his feet turning too. Got him stopped for about no gain, and he got back to the original line of scrimmage.
He stayed right behind his blockers and had low elevation.
Yeah, he did.
So they'll work it back to the line of scrimmage. They use the huddle, short huddle right there. 6:55, they're going to stop play. Timeout, Blue Devils. Blue Devils going to talk this over. Coach Stoker, they're going to put a, let's say, nip it in the bud.
Yeah, it looks like they had to get Hoover off the field there, and it looks like he may be a little gassed a little bit, AJ.
So they get three timeouts. They'll work out there. Josh Crowley going to talk to the defense along with Coach Stoker. First time out of the first half for either team.
Yeah. Never had any single time out so far.
So they're working right there. Ball spotted at the 45-yard line. They need about 10 and a half to move the chains. And Hoover getting a necessary drink of H2O.
Yeah, He's been really good on defense.
He's going to put the helmet on his head right there. So they're asking the guys to come back to the line of scrimmage. Whistle blows. 6:53 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. Here at Tipton High School, this game started at 7:30 p.m. And Twin Lakes makes it down from the Monticello, Indiana, home of Indiana Beach. Shotgun formation, shoots to the left, dropping the throw, pass play. Could be a double screen. Across the line of scrimmage, flag comes in. Kicks his name to the 41-yard line. Ball carrier after the kick was 24, Ty Gillum. Ty Gillum working right there.
Yeah, Eli there came up and made a nice play.
So flag on the play, the flag lay just beyond the 40-yard line. It's going to be a holding call against Twin Lakes. So they'll back it up from about the 40. They'll take it back into Twin Lakes territory if they accept the penalty. Ball's going to be spotted at 10 and a half yards, and they're going to play a third down. They're going to decline the penalty.
Yeah. I don't.
But anyway, looks like they might mark it off, and I guess they did take the penalty.
Yeah, I think you have to take that penalty, because if not, it's going to be like 4th and 5, so I think it's a good job to take the penalty.
So they spotted back in Twin Lakes territory at the 49. Blue Devils might have got a half a yard on that spot.
Yeah, maybe.
So they'll line up. Shotgun once again. Quarterback is Francescina. Jaden Francescina, he'll hand off up the gut. They'll throw the ball out, pass play. What a play. Francescina working there with play action and complete the pass. It's going to be close to a first down, but not quite. They're going to hurry up to the offense. They're going to need 1 yard for the first.
Yeah, it was a nice stop by Cole, but you know, 20 yards down the field.
So they're going to say, he pushed forward. It's going to be, that's a good play, but Francescina pushed his center forward. It's going to be illegal procedure. That's not a bad play, but you got to execute.
Yeah, he looked like he made an offensive lineman move, honestly.
That center got pushed forward, Francis Senior. That's not a bad play, but not this time. They're going to back it up. It's a legal procedure. They'll mark it off five. It's going to be fourth down again. They mark it back to the 40-yard line. They're going to keep the offense on the field.
Yeah, but on this play, you need Chipping to tighten up on the coverage a little bit. You know, they're playing off at the first down marker. I think you need to play up on this play, AJ.
So shotgun, kick you back to you. Four, split out wide right, one to the left, pass play. You're going to hop in there, incomplete. You did it. That's a strong arm throw.
Yeah, that was unfortunate on that play. It was in the ground, so Tiffin takes over here.
So they're spotted once again, 40-yard line. Blue Devils have it first and 10. 6 minutes left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils up the left to the line of scrimmage. Play clock is at 22. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover, single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Split out wide left is Nate Powell. Aiden Cole in the slot. He'll get the catch. Blocking out in front of him. He'll get a good gainer. He'll pick up the 11. They'll get another first down. They'll move the chains.
Yeah, that stop. That was a nice stop there by Ethan Bowsman on that play.
So they'll move the chains. It's going to be first and 10. Ball spotted at the 50-yard line. Right hash. 5:52 on the game clock. Blue Devils, hustling. Working right there. Out wide right is Nate Powell. He's going to take the handoff. Hoover's going to keep himself. He'll go 6-hole. He's loose. He's got 20, 25 yards. He'll be pushing to the handle. That's a great place to 23-yard line.
Yeah, it was a good run, a hard run there. He loaded his shoulder. Number two, Brandon. Jaden Christine got the tackle.
So that's a tough one. Francisina. That's a difficult.
Yeah. Francisina. All right.
So we got it written out phonically, but we still don't get it right every time. But anyway, shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Hoover yet to be under center. We've seen Aiden Cole in the first quarter go under center. Take him in the backfield. He's going to hand the ball off this time. Eli Carter, he'll go right to left. He'll juke and dive. He's going to have a first down. He's going to have more. He's going to get in the end zone somehow. Going to be a 23-yard scamper and first touchdown of the game for Eli Carter.
Hey, Jay, this is like Houdini out here.
So they're going to try to point out the touchdown. Again, we're going to see Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes, he's 3 for 3. Fourth and 10th right here. The holder is Aiden Cole. Call for the snap. If they're on the block, the kick is up. And it's good. Just over the crossbar.
Just over it.
It kind of got a little bit of grass on that kick.
Looks like about like my golf shot. Not very good.
There you go. Say what, the next time I play golf probably be about the fifth time in my whole life.
Man, I think I hear sprinkles, AJ.
Well, the snow paint's trying to take cover. Yeah, they're getting rain on his back right there. Great shirt. Got a little bit of rain falling, but it's nothing like two Thursdays ago. Man, that was rain.
Yeah, it was for sure. Even that Friday, the Franklin game in the warm-up.
So Sam Ridgeway using the crutches. Before the game, I looked at that training table and I thought, there's a pair of crutches underneath there. I had no idea they were going to be utilized tonight.
Yeah. It's unfortunate for Ridgeway. Hopefully he can get back pretty quick.
So they'll spot it right there. He'll line the ball up vertical. It is coming down a little bit. You can see it now. Hopefully it won't rain long. Say what, that Brian Wilkes is usually right about everything. So here comes the approach. There's the boot. Low kick. Going to go to no man's lane. He'll pick it up late. 25-yard line on the return right there. Robertson. He'll be tackled about the 28-yard line by the Blue Devils.
Yeah, good pursuit. But AJ, you said Brian Wilkes, but he's almost always right. I have never heard of a meteorologist being that right all the time, AJ. Come on.
That guy's good. He's been at Fox 59 for over 30 years. He's my age.
Yeah, he's been there for a long time.
So pretty good play right there. Cole Hussey off the field after making their stop on Twin Lakes. We're going to spot the ball at the 28-yard line of Twin Lakes. 5:20 on the game clock. Clock will start on the snap after the change of possession. Empty backfield pretty much. They're going to go to working left to right with the jet sweep. On the carry right there was 21, Kavion Jackson, who'll pick up about 6.
Yeah, man, he's a big guy, but the service come up there and made that stop.
So they'll line it up right hash. Second down, call 4, needed for the first. Kavion Jackson in the backfield, along with shotgun quarterback, Jaden. Pass play in the flat. He'll catch it. He goes across the 35-yard line, maybe the 37. And Kavion Jackson in the ballgame, not sure. He hasn't been in the game for the whole game. He's an added attraction.
Yeah, definitely. He's hard to miss, but like Coach said in pregame, they're going to work him in a little bit tonight. So we'll see what happens.
The shotgun formation. Working right there, working again. He's trying to side play. Blue Devil stopping.
Yeah, Blue Devil stopping and getting the yard. You got 11 in there on the tackle. You got Serbies in there to host the Blue Devil in on that tackle.
So probably going to see a punt, I'm guessing. 4th and 1. Balls at the Twin Lakes 37-yard line.
I think they'll probably try to go for this, AJ. 4th and 1, you know what I mean? They're probably going to go for it here.
They are. But if they don't get it, it's a short porch. Shotgun formation, empty backfield. Slot left, slot right. Pass play. You're going to be caught in the backfield. Ball team loose. Doesn't matter. Right there, number 11, Levi Burkett. Going to get a blindside play on the play.
Yeah, definitely quarterback there to tell on that ball a little too long.
He didn't know from the blindside he was going to get sacked. That's why you want a tough left tackle.
Yeah, for sure.
So they'll spot it there. Blue Devil take over. They do get a short porch. They are on the 29-yard line of Twin Lakes. 3:43 clock stopped after the change of possession. 28-0. Tipton looking for a score before halftime. Shotgun formation, slot right, split left. Handoff, Eli Carter. He's got a first game when he's got more than. He's going to go up the sideline, Twin Lakes. He's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 11.
Yeah, another good hard run there. You know, Twin Lakes forced him out of bounds.
Wow, I tell you what, Eli Carter, he's got 3 on the ground so far. Looking for the 4th one.
Yeah, looking for the 4th one here.
So, call the huddle. They might have told the play once. Play clock at 18 seconds. 3:36 on the game clock. Went out of bounds. Clock will start on the snap. Single man in the backfield is Sutter Griffin. He's going to block out front pass play. Work it right side. Wide open in the end zone. Aiden Cole. Pretty good pass play from Hoover.
Yeah. Another on the mark target there. Has a good throw.
So Aiden Cole picked up his 2nd touchdown pass of the season. He's tied now with Nate Powell and Hoover working the ball well.
Yeah, this offense is front of mark. It's going to be tough for any team to match up with these guys in every position. They're pretty good.
There's a spot. There's a kick. A little bit lengthier that time. Good. 5 for 5.
Yeah, that was a much better kick, AJ.
So, they're going to try to kick off once again. Kick the Blue Devils. So they're going to boot the ball away. 3:31 left. And Twin Lakes gave them the short porch right there. About 2 plays, and they're in the end zone.
Yeah, but that's a good call on the coach's spot. You know, less than 2, I thought you had to go for it anyway. That's just unfortunate they didn't get it.
So Tipton in the huddle. Twin Lakes adjourning their huddle on their sideline. They will receive. Gibson's going to boot the ball away. Again, we're going to see Dakota Ferg to kick the ball away. Nick Hughes doing a fine job putting the ball through the upright.
Yeah, he's looked a lot better tonight.
So they'll spot the ball right here. We go a little bit vertical. Dakota Ferg He's going to throw to sophomore. Nick Hughes, a senior. 3:31 left. A little bit of rain, not much, falling from the sky right now. Here comes the boot from Berg. Line drive, pretty good lengthy kick inside the 10, taking it at the 9 on the return right now. Going to stop him just across the 30-yard line. And what, he is going to need a whirlpool after this game.
I mean, yeah, definitely taking some hard hits, but you know, he's getting pretty decent kick returns on in tonight.
Pretty good return man. That's number 5, Tristan Robertson. Tristan Robertson, a sophomore. 5'8", 155. He's got some wheels. So they're going to line the ball up here, 31-yard line. Clock stops for the change of possession. 3:23 left there in a second. 15 seconds on the game clock. I should say on the play clock. Shotgun formation, take them in the back. They'll hand off. They'll hand off right to left. Moving the football right there is Sage Reyes. Making tackles right there for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, on that play, it was a nice initial hit by Dakota Adams. Crossed in, 228 senior. It was a pretty nice hit.
So they move the ball to the 37-yard line. Call it 2nd and 4. To the line of scrimmage in a hurry. Sage Brandt in the backfield along with quarterback Jaden. He'll follow his blockers. He'll work to get a first down. He'll be just shy. Might be close. Might be a yard shot.
Yeah. It looks like Kirby's in there on the tackle again.
So they're spotting at the 41. It's a first down. So they'll get a new set of downs with the 2:46 mark. Clock will start after the change of set.
Yep. So they gave him a first down.
They don't give it to them. They earn it.
Oh, they earn it.
Absolutely. Shotgun formation. Going to hand off in the backfield. Strong move right there. Sage Grant. He's going to move the pile out to the 49-yard line. Pretty strong effort right there by Sage Grant.
That was a good, strong, hard run. A couple tackles there by Tipton Blue Devils from, you know, like 8 yards down the field.
The ball spotted 48-yard line, Twin Lakes territory. 2nd down, 3. Dropping a throw. Pass play. Bullet cut to the 40 inside the 40-yard line. Credit to catch. Number 24, Ty Gillum. And a pretty good bullet thrown right there by Jaden Francispino.
Yeah, that was a good throw, but that was a nice tackle, too, by number 3, Nate Powell.
40-yard line, 1st and 10. Going to hand off. Right to left, Sage Grant. Going to dive forward to the 36. He gets a positive gain, picks up 4.
Yeah, you know, they're getting some momentum here. You know, they're inside the territory now, AJ.
You're pretty much almost right there. Yeah, right there, 36, 46. That'd be a 54-yarder. That'd be a good one. Yeah. So shotgun formation. Drop the throw, roll right. Pass play. Trying to reach in there and make the catch. And they will. It's intercepted by Aiden Cole.
Aiden Cole. I think there's a flag on the play, AJ.
That was an athletic pitch.
For sure.
He laid out for it, broke in, kind of jumped the route just a little bit, made the catch. Holding against Twin Lakes. They will decline that one.
For sure.
So Tipton's going to have the ball back. 1:32 left. Blue Devils going to have the football. And they spotted it at the 40. I think they're going to back it up to the 35.
Yeah, they'll mark it where he intercepted it at, AJ.
They're going to take it back to the 30. That was quite a catch.
Yeah, it was a very athletic play by Toll.
So Blue Devils take over. 1:32 left. We're going to line up. Split out wide right. In the slot is Aiden Toll. Split out wide right is Nate Powell. They got a tight end left. Single man in the backfield along with Vince Hoover, sophomore quarterback. Going to drop the throw. Looking down the field, going to let one go. Looking for Nate Powell. It's almost intercepted. Almost intercepted right there. Good play. Todd Fitzpatrick. That's when Nate Powell had to almost become a defender.
Yeah, he for sure did become a defender. That was a good job to knock that away.
That was a bit underthrown. You talk about your back shoulder, but that was underthrown.
That was underthrown.
So they'll try it again. 2nd down, 10. Ball goes to the surface. Stops the clock at 1:26. We're going to line up again. Twins to the right. Nate Powell is going to line up in the slot. Spit out wide right is Aiden Toll. Going to run the ball over to Ian Upton. Eli Carter, not much there. They pick up maybe one.
Yeah, and one. He was good. Twin Lake there stopped by the interior defensive line there, I think Twin Lakes maybe called a timeout.
Twin Lakes wants to get the ball back.
Yeah, they sure for sure do.
So they call a timeout, stop the clock at 1:18. Third down 8. They hold them once again. They'll force a punt.
Yeah. You know, force another punt.
So timeout on the surface. Twin Lakes called this one. I believe second timeout of the half, each team has called one.
Yeah, they've only called one apiece.
So they're calling timeout right here. Twin Lakes trying to hold the clock up, wanting to get a stop on third down, force them to punt, force shifting to punt the ball out of there. 1:18 left. We're in the second quarter, 35-0. Gibson in front. We'll get a Jeff Leopard on the PA.
Yeah, good chance.
Remember Jeff Leopard? They got serious when you heard photographs.
Oh, yeah.
That was their big-time hit that got them going. They're not Americans. That's okay. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. They've got trips left side and short side of field. Wide right. Going to be a pass play. Another slant play. Good, a little bit behind him. Try to get it to Nate Powell. About like the touchdown pass, but a little bit behind him there, incomplete.
Yeah, it was a little bit behind him, AJ.
So they're going to force a punt. Possibility. I'm sure they're not going to give him a full short porch if they don't get it.
No, they won't. They're going to stop this.
Time out, they're going to think about this. They need to probably try to flip the field here.
Yeah, I would say it. You're out big. I would just assume punt it here.
So a little bit of White Snake now on the PA.
Yeah.
Say what, you get those commercials from White Snake. You see them on the motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting some notoriety on TV now.
Yeah.
Oh, they started
again. In and out.
Like it that well, it started over again.
Alright, yeah, they did it.
So, 1:14 on the game clock. Adjourning their huddle on the east sideline is Twin Lake. Going to be a fourth down play, 4th and 9. Ball is spotted at the Tipton 31. They're going to punt the ball out of there. Eli Carter, their drop back punt formation. They got the gunners right and left. Right side is Aiden Toll. The call for the snap. 15 yards deep. Good snap. Good punt. It's going to be a line drive rope. It's going to bounce. It's going to bounce toward the Twin Lakes end zone. It's going to be picked up and spotted right here by Drew Serbys at the 38-yard line. Twin Lakes has a minute and 4.
Yeah, a minute and 4. See what they do here.
They'll line up in the huddle right there. Change the possession. Clock stops at 1:04. First and 10, Twin Lakes. Spotted at the 38-yard line. Play clock. That should begin. He's asking for the play clock. It's not going to start. That's okay. They're under the play clock. Going to line up in a slot left, slot right from the just inside the right hash. Shotgun formation. Where Francis Cena dropping the throw. He's looking for the deep man. He's going to pull down. He's going to hit the release man right there and get a first down. They pick up 12. Catch right there made by 24 Ty Dillum. Pretty good release man.
That was a good release player.
Picked it
down. So you got clock will run on the spot.
He picked up 12. They'll go double slot left side. Drop the throw pathway left side, right side, it's complete. Stops the clock at 47. It's going to be 2nd and 10 from the 50.
Yeah, that was a low error pass there. He didn't even catch it because he would have been in bounds and the clock would have been running.
So they're getting the play from the sideline. That's Jaden Francis Patina. I knew when I was writing notes that name was going to be tough.
But you're doing pretty good dropping out there, they said.
I say, shotgun, dropping the throw. Looking left side pass, played a little bit tall. Couldn't bring it in. Drew Service playing defense. Didn't know if he caught it or not.
Yeah, it's just a hard-nosed play there by Service.
Target with Aiden Ventures, a sophomore, 5'11", 175. He'll be back a couple more years. Third down, 10. Ball just across the 50 at the 49. Going to hand off right to left. That's Sage Brand. Brand tackled at the 50-yard line. He'll lose a yard.
Yeah, Eli came out of the safety position to make a heck of a play. Unfortunate, we got the Twin Lakes guy on the ground.
So let's check on him. Bring the trainer over. Coach Burke out there in a hurry. Hurry, trainer for Tipton. He's in some pain. We'll hope the best for him.
Yeah, I hope for the best. He's in some pain here.
So they'll line up in a huddle. Both teams taking a knee, even on the sideline. So well, when you see that happening, that's about the same thing as praying.
Yeah, he's definitely in a lot of pain here.
So we've had a couple of players down here in the first half. Sam Ridgeway from Tipton. They helped him off the surface. He's got a difficulty again with that right ankle. Put some ice on it over here on the trainer's table. I think he's made his way over to the locker room. Might be going for an x-ray. We don't know. But they're checking on Twin Lakes player right here about the 50-yard line. Checking on him, the trainer, taking a look. 31.6 seconds left before halftime. No matter what the game it is, I mean, you just don't want to lose a player due to injury.
No, you definitely don't.
So, Coach Cole out there checking out, making sure the boy's getting the help he needs. He surely is. They're checking on his leg. Might be the right leg again, just like Sam Ridgeway.
Yeah.
So they're checking right there. All both teams are taking a knee. Even on the sideline, it's pretty quiet right now. I'm going to help him up. That's Sage Brand. Sage Brand's going to get help off the surface. Sage Brand, good ball player. Junior class player. 5'10", 2'10". He's carried the ball a lot in this first half.
Carried the ball a lot. He's favoring that right leg, AJ.
You know he's been in that weight room. I mean, 5'10", 2'10". You know he has.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So he's getting helped off the surface also. The right leg, just like Sam Ridgeway, both of them, opposite teams.
Yeah. It's very unfortunate, AJ.
So I think the offensive unit right there said a prayer before they stood to their feet for their teammate, Sage Brand. Blue Devils going to come to their seat. Defensive unit. Going to bring up 4th and 11, not quite 11. 31.6 left, Ernie. We're about to halftime.
About to halftime here.
If they don't get it and change the possession, I'm guessing Tipton might just spike it and just go down with it and take a knee.
Oh, they'll take a knee if they don't get this.
Here we go. Double slot, right side, split left. Single short side of the field, dropping the throw. Pass play. Going to be a long pass. Almost caught. Right in the hands. Looked like Eli Carter might have got away with a little bit of an arm bar.
Maybe. I think it still went through the Twin Lakes offensive guy there. I think it went right through his arm.
A pass play was intended for number 24, Ty Gillum. Ty Gillum is a senior. He's a strong receiver. And likes to get passes from Francis Keenum.
Yeah. It was a good throw, too. Just a little bit overthrown.
Here's a tight bullet. Now Tipton's going to take over 50-yard line. And hustling up to the line of scrimmage as if they're going to try to do a good play here. They'll use an Aiden Cole under center. 22 seconds left. Aiden Cole going to take the snap. He's going to He's going to go down on a knee, and that's going to basically complete the first half. Clock's going to elapse. Those teams are going to make their way to each locker room. We're at halftime. The game clock, 6 seconds, 5, 4, it's going to empty out. And Pittsburgh's going to take a 35-0 score to the locker room. We'll come back second half, and we'll have a running clock.
Yeah, we'll have a running clock. It was pretty good offensive play game plan on that first half of Tipton.
So we'll take a break right now. We thank you for listening. We thank our sponsors for supporting Blue Devil Football.
When you think of water, think of Refuge Well Drilling. Pumps, trails, and coolant. Water conditioning, water softener, higher filter, and drinking.
When I was in the air, planning to get there, water getting
on the
way.
Refuge Well Drilling.
Refuge
Well Drilling. .com. Like in Mason Refuge.
Blue Devil Boilermaker, a
you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Chicken Blue Devils football season. Vic Hunter attended grades 10 through 12 in the Chicken school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana, to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This temple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2021 Houston Blue Devils football team. This is Ace Hardware, the helpful place. This is at Ace Hardware, 844 East Jefferson Street, Houston, Indiana. We're just east of McDonald's and right next to O'Reilly's Auto Parts. For all of your grill, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paint, and tool needs, visit us in the store or they have curb pickup services for your convenience. Also, you are welcome to visit us online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and knowledgeable people, good variety and highly recommended. Ace, the helpful place. Dial us by phone, 765-675-6740. Noblesville Trophies. Shop us online at noblesvilletrophies.com. Or stop by if you only want to browse around 1720 South 6th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, plaques, and awards. Fast turnaround, low prices, so you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, located at 1720 South 6th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dial us by phone, 317-773-7391. Or online, it's NobleFieldTrophies.com. 1-877-TREE-GUY. For tree removal, call the real tree guy at 1-877-TREE-GUY. That's 1-877-TREE-GUY. Again, for tree removal, call 1-877-TREE-GUY. He's the real tree guy. You can find him at 1-877-TREE-GUY. Again, on your dial phone, it's 1-877-873-3489. That's 1-877-TREE-GUY. Quick Auto Sales and Service since 1983. Fritz and Fishers, Fritz and Noblesville, two Hamilton County locations, certified quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit them online or on site in Fishers, Indiana, 8599 East 116th Street, in Noblesville, Indiana, 2400 Westfield Road. Visit them online at FritzandFishers.com. Explore their quality used car and truck inventory. Great cars, great prices, great customers. Reach them by phone, 317-842-2228. On the web, it's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Century 21 Real Estate. Reason self-fair, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Reason self-fair Real Estate Agent. Real Estate greatest of mayor, District 21 chiefs, serving Hamilton, Kingston, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Fair, a passion to prove her professionalism, let Lisa surpass your expectations. Keys Auto Parts, Carquest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. The south edge of Cicero at Cicero Channel Plaza. Team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero are here to ensure you get the right part the first time. Reach them by phone 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve you. That's Steam's Auto Parts in Cicero. Tasty dumpsters. Do you have a need to throw trash or something else from point A to point B? Don't do it with truckloads. Call me at Tasty Dumpsters
7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7
him to do. Join us for breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Little Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. Tip along US 31 in northern Hamilton County. Remax Anew Realty. Are you looking for a real estate professional in Twisted, Indiana? Visit Remax Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. Remax Anew Realty in Twisted, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Twisted, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. Remax Anew Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. By phone, 765-675-3100. Again, 765-675-3100. Visit them on the web, anewrealtyhomes.com. Offering a wide range of services. High-speed copies, blueprint-sized color prints, up to 36 inches by 48 inches, laminations up to 22 inches wide, residue invitations for weddings, graduations, and social events. They're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m., Saturday by appointment. They'll provide business cards, business letterheads, and business envelopes. They also scan photos to gifts or email, and they provide notary service. They're public fax service you can send or receive. Discount Copies is located at 100 Mesa Drive. That's behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32. The west edge of Doublesville. You can find them on the email. DiscountCopies96@gmail.com. And the Indians are thankful for support in the Indianapolis media.
Excuse me, I'm 15 seconds on the clock. We'll mention a little bit here about halftime scores, what we have. We'll let you know a little bit. Right here we have Vistamere Central and Frederick Hamilton High, 14-7. That's the first quarter score. Class 1A Monroe Central and 1A North Decatur, 1-0 in the first quarter. Central Catholic defeated Northwestern 42-0. Cedar Grove on top of Carmel, 27-7. Coach Lyndon Goodright looking for win number 431. Fourth quarter score, 33 for Sheridan, 6 for Strike Central. LaPel up on Shenandoah, fourth quarter, 30-21. Westfield is in front of Zionsville, 28-7 at halftime. Nobleville trailing Fishers in the fourth quarter, 16-13. That's a good one going. Anderson in front of Muncie Central in fourth quarter, 36-0. Ron Cowley, fourth quarter, ahead of Bishop Chittard, 28-19.
and a lot of other scores here. But the Jesuits, 40. Winner, 6. That's in the fourth quarter. And Eastern in front of Delphi, 28-7 in the third quarter. So we're ready to kick off. Second half, there'll be a running clock after the change of possession. Going to boot it away there. Collin going to boot it to the left side. Taking it at the 5-yard line by Nate Powell. Powell's going to go up the gut, trying to break free. He dives forward to the 38-yard line. Pretty good kickoff right there. Collin Seymour, he's a punter and a kicker. And he's a senior. And as Ernie said, we're going to see him next year in the college ranks.
Yeah, definitely. They're going to see him somewhere. We don't know where, but he's definitely going to be somewhere.
He's got a foot. Probably pay for that education. We hope so. Flag on the play. Dead ball foul. Clock was running. 11:22. They have a late substitution. And Hamilton High's going to get called for having 12 guys in the huddle.
Yeah, legal substitution. It doesn't look like Coach Hughes very happy on the sideline, ain't they?
So they'll roll the clock. Clock's moving. It's a running clock. 11:17. We're in the third quarter. Tipton, first possession of the second half. Play comes in with Hoover. They break huddle. Play clock is 9. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. It's Sutter Griffin dropping the throw. They're passing the flat. Bubble screen, pass to caught by Aiden Cole. Clock continues to move. Cole out to the 38-yard line.
That was a nice play there by Caden Deshaun, a junior, 5'9", 140. It was a very nice tackle there.
Ball spotted 38-yard line. Left hash. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. We're going to slot right. In the slot is Nate Powell. But out wide right is Aiden Cole. Shotgun formation. They'll hand off fake pass. They'll throw it out the flat. A bubble screen to the right to Nate Powell. He's tripped up and he has a first down. They'll move the chains. They'll get to the 49 and tipped him.
Yeah, that was a good play there. Nate Powell did pretty quick speed there to burst. I mean, he made it down and got a first down. I'm pretty shocked with the speed he's got.
Pretty good on the basketball team also.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll line up shotgun once again. Ben Hoover, sophomore quarterback. Twins to the left, split right. They'll hand off up again. It's number 26, Sutter Griffin. Just hit up and get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, good play. Twin leg defender in the backfield there.
So second down 10. Clock moving. Running clock, second half. 35-point differential. Creates the running clock that was implemented a couple of years ago. So the lineup again. Slot left, split right. Right hash, shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Looking to pass, going to pull the ball down, going to run himself. Vince Hoover, he'll use his string arm a couple of times. He'll get out of bounds, will not take a hit. He'll get to the 43-yard line and swing late.
Yeah, it was a good second run there. He did a good play. He was forced out of bounds there by number 11, Ethan Brosman.
Pushed out of bounds, but that clock continues to run. They're going to break pedal. Aiden Cole going to line up in the slot. Right side. Nate Powell slot left side. Split out wide right. He's number 8, Eli Carver. Shotgun, going to hand off up the gut. Sutter Griffin. Sutter Griffin ran into a wall.
Yeah, a wall. Good penetration there by some like defenders. You know, 3 or 4 guys in there on the tackle. Over to the short yard here to get.
So, it's going to bring up a 3rd-and-20. Ball spotted at the 42 of Twin Lakes. Clock moving, 8:08. 4th-and-down. They're calling it 4th-down. The dial it down. Translucent red lights up a 4. So ball spotted right there. They're going to hand off. It's going to be a 1st-and-down. They give it to Sutter Griffin. He's got a lot more. to take the ball down to the 25-yard line. Cedric Griffin, first good run of the evening.
Yeah, that was a good run. Looked like a number 23, Aiden Venter, chased him down, 5'10", sophomore, 175.
Cedric Griffin on the team, and he's averaging 59 yards per game. That might have been his longest, not quite sure. Pretty strong with 19 yards. He'll line up in the backfield again. Let's split out wide left, slot right. Pass play, too tall. Nate Powell couldn't reach up to it. Nate Powell, about 6'3".
Yeah, he had to airmail that one to get it over him. He still about caught it.
So they'll line it up again. Clock will continue to run. Nate Powell's listed at 6'4", 185. 7:02, clock moving. First and 10, Blue Devils have it at the Twin Lakes 25.
Yep, let's see, figure back the run game here.
They'll line up in the left hash. Shotgun, Sutter Griffin in the backfield. Twins right, slot, split left. Sutter Griffin gets the call once again. Stop his momentum right there about the 24-yard line. Clock moving, 6:34. We're in the third quarter. Ball spotted at the 24 of Twin Lakes.
Yeah, third line here, Andrew. Let's see what they draw up.
Might have to pull a fast play in. Not quite sure. But they're going to line it up right there. Dustin Shear has the play called. They'll line it up in shotgun. Vince Hoover, single man in the backfield is Sutter Griffin. Wide left is Eli Carter. Slot, right side pass play. The running Nate Powell once again. Double screen, he'll pick up the first down. Blocking out in front, good block by Aiden Holt.
That was a good block, and Powell made that defender miss.
So they pick up the first down, the pass play. Pretty much a strong arm throw to throw across the hashes like that.
Yeah, for sure.
So Aiden Toll in the ball game brings the play in, and Ernie says he's going to go under center. Aiden Toll, not sure if he's played quarterback maybe since eighth grade.
Yeah, maybe not.
Under center, high formation. He'll reverse out and hand off to Cedric Griffin. He's got a hole. He'll get to the 10, maybe the 9. They'll work on that first down. They can net one more first down at the 4.
Yeah, that was a good hard run. Number 21, Davion Jackson in there on that play again.
So they'll line up, ball spotted, middle of the field at the 9-yard line. Late substitution for Twin Lakes Indians. Wide left could be Zane Goodrich. Timeout called by Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes calls an early timeout in the second half.
Yeah, they didn't have the right personnel out there on that play.
So they're working right there. The more scores to pass along. Lawrence North in front of Larry Central. Lawrence Central, that's where my father-in-law went to school. 14-0. Westfield, as you mentioned, 28-21 over Zionsville. They're in the third quarter. And Eastern Hancock and Westdale. Eastern Hancock on in front of Westdale, 26-7. Then went over to a baseball game, Westdale and University High School. Final game right there at Victory Field. Took 8 innings. Westdale got the win.
Oh, yeah? When was that, AJ?
That's about 3 or 4 years ago. I was covering university. It was hotter than a firecracker. I was in the suite, and it was still hot in there.
I bet.
So they get back to live action here. Bray Cuddle, Blue Devils. Clock rolling, 4:42, 35-0, Tipton on the porch. Under center, Aiden Toll, high formation, call the cadence. Got early movement left side. Zane Goodrich going to move a bit early, but that's okay.
That's all right. Caught, I mean, I think that might be the first stop. Early on Tipton tonight, AJ.
Might be the first illegal procedure. I believe you're right. So they'll back it up 5. They'll play down over. It'll be 2nd and 11. That just gives them a little bit more space to work with.
Yeah.
So they're in the huddle now. Aiden's hole, calling the play. Clock needs to be moving. Here we go. 4:27. Under center is Aiden's hole. Eye formation. Double tight end. Calling the cadence. Aiden's hole. Going to reverse out. Going to roll right. Looking to let it go. You're going to roll back left because they caught in the backfield. Going to be a sack on Aiden's hole. He was looking for room to run. Couldn't find any.
Good pursuit there by Twin Lakes there in the backfield.
Ball's going to be spotted back at the 22-yard line. Bringing the play in right there is Nate Powell. He's drawn off the field right there for the Blue Devils. That's number 22, a Jacob Smith. He's a freshman. 5'5", 125. Yeah, very much so. What is it?
Yeah, Emmitt Smith.
Oh, Emmitt Smith, yeah. Can't forget him. So under center, Dayton's hole. They reverse out. He's going to try to get the pass away. And coming from the backside, going to be another sack on the quarterback. Pretty good play right there. Number 23, Aiden Ventures. Ventures is a sophomore, 5'11", 175. He had some speed there.
That was a great play.
This is backside. By the time Aiden Toll turned around, there he was.
Yeah, I mean, definitely getting some good push here on the defense the second half so far.
Al jogs off the field. Substitution in the ball game. That's number 82, Dallas Capshaw, freshman. Going to hand off. So they're working left side. Sutter Griffin, nowhere to turn the corner there. Two Twin Lakes Indians make the tackle. And on the stop, number 12, Fitzpatrick. And another gentleman down on the surface right here for Twin Lakes. As Tipton turns the ball over on downs.
Yeah. I mean, they ran 8 minutes off the clock, though.
Clock stops 2:32 for an injury. Running clock does stop for an injury or a timeout. I'm going to walk him off the surface right here. He's going to walk off on his own. Clock moving 2:29. We're in the third quarter. No score. Second half as of yet, Twin Lakes takes over at their own 29 from the right hash. They got split in right side, slot left side, single man in the backfield. Call the cadence is Francescina. High snap, ball's loose. Tipton's going to fall on it. They're going to pick it up near the 11-yard line. High snap on the play.
Yeah, very high snap. And Tipton was on it.
Not sure if they had a different center in there, just hadn't got it down yet. The shotgun high snap.
Yeah, it was really high.
So Tipton pursued the football and fall on it. Tipton going to get the ball back. First and 10 from the Twin Lakes 11-yard line. They got the new players coming in there offensively. And an Aiden Toll going to remain the quarterback.
Yeah. You can run a couple of different players in here.
So ball spotted at the 11-yard line. Near the middle of the field. Under center, going to reverse out. You get it to Sutter Griffin. He'll get inside the 5 to the 4. Take that back. That's not Sutter. That was Calvin Condit. Calvin Condit, 5'6", 135. Pretty good move right there.
That was a good move.
So ball spotted and left hash. Clock rolling, 52 seconds left here in the third quarter. Blue Devils going to get at least one more play, probably one, here in the third quarter. They'll line up double tight ends, I formation. Eli Carver split out to the left. Reversing out of there as Aiden Cole hands off. Condit once again, he gets in the end zone. He bounced off. It got in.
Yeah, it was a good bounce off reverse there. That was a good hard run.
Credit to score, number 20, Templeman Condit. He's a freshman, as mentioned, 5'6", 135. Listed as a running back and an outside linebacker. 41-0. Let's try the point after. 25, Nick Hughes comes a snap. Good hold by Cole. The boot is good. 10 seconds left. They'll kick off. We'll get a kickoff yet here in the third quarter.
Yeah, we'll get another kickoff here.
The 42-0 contest. And then they're working it right now. We're missing some more scores. Lafayette Jeff is up on McCutcheon 62-7 in the fourth quarter. Working right there. And a Heritage Christian and Garen Catholic. Garen Catholic up at halftime 7-6. Harrison and Logansport going at it. Harrison, Raiders have a Lafayette. 29-21. That's a good game. Going third quarter. Carroll Tenders. They're up on Madison Grant, 26-8. Madison Grant got a decisive win last week.
Yeah, you know, I remember you talking about Madison Grant. They got the right guy at the helm. It sounded like it was a firmer.
I agree, they do.
Yeah.
They got a great coach in position there. So they're going to set the ball on the tee right there. It's going to be Dakota Ferg, sophomore kicker. Another soccer player. They're getting 6 yards deep. Soccer style. Pull through the last couple of yards. 6.5 seconds left. This clock shouldn't be out on this kickoff. Here comes the boot for Ferg. High revolution in under him. He'll be taken at the 14. He's going to have to get. He's going to go. Is he going to go? He is going to go. It's going to be the first score of the season. Taking it the distance is number 5, Tristan Robertson. Tristan Robertson, 89 yards.
Yeah, a good kick return there.
He was up to get. He had a big hole, and he just had to get through it.
Yeah, just as I was talking about the defense. He was like, give up a score, but that's all right. He's going to have that.
So first score on the Blue Devils this season. You didn't think it was going to last forever. But they're going to try to point after touchdown. We're going to see the foot of Colin Seymour, senior. He'll probably take it beyond the asphalt on guessing. Maybe to the track. There it goes. Across the track, almost got that golf cart trying to make its way around.
Yeah, it's not good, it's a golf cart.
What a boot. That kid's got a leg. So Colin Seymour puts it through. 42-7. Ran back for a touchdown. That's number 5, Tristan Robertson. He didn't look like he was hurt at all.
No, definitely not.
He probably won't need that worse, but anyway. So they'll work it right there. As they play the Go-Go's here at Tipton.
Yep.
So both huddled up right there. We're going to start the fourth quarter. And we'll see if they're going to switch sides here. We'll see if that happens. Yep, Tipton's going to go defend the north. So receive from the north, go to the south. Those teams get ready for the kickoff. I say, well, when we play football, we never have this much time between a PAT and a kickoff.
No, for sure not.
That's like 2 or 3 minutes, it takes.
Oh, I think it's longer than that.
So, anyway, they're going to boot the ball away from the 40-yard line. Colin Seymour looking for a football. He'll get the football that he likes. That's just the way it should be and the way it is in high school football. Does he have a chance? He's got a football. I guess he might. Does he sit that on the grass?
No, I don't think so.
It looks like it's just sitting on the grass vertically. don't know. See if he kicks his feet. So he's going to back up about 7 yards. Soccer style. He's got the whistle. We're going to see a good boot right here. He kicked that off the ground. He's back to the 13 on the return. Tipton might return to favor. Here he goes up and he stops. To see if he's loose. Eli Carter moves the pile back to the 30 of Twin Lakes. You got a black sheep.
Yeah, nice return by Eli Carter.
Now, why Eli Carter's got some all-purpose yards. We're going to see a new quarterback into the game for Tipton. Number 10, Landon Spidle. Landon Spidle, we've seen him. He does a good job.
Yeah, he does.
Landon Spidle going to be the quarterback. He's a freshman, 6'2", 165. He'll line up in a shotgun. He'll be in the backfield. Split out wide right, line wide left. Calling the cadence. Spidle, he'll hand off. On the run again, he scores 2-10 with his last run. This one he'll pick up about 4 or 5. The ball carrier, Calvin Condon.
Yeah, it's another good hard run there.
He'll move the ball to the 33-yard line. Clock moving, 10:40 left here in the fourth quarter. Running back in the huddle has the play. Number 10, Landon Spidle. Ball resting at the left hash. Blue Devils have it at the 33-yard line of Twin Lakes. Shotgun formation, single man in the back. He'll slot right, split left. Second down, 8. We're going to take the handoff. Spidle takes it himself. Dives forward. Going to get to the 28-yard line. Call it the 29. Nearly picks up the first down.
That was a good run there, AJ. A couple Twin Lakes guys on the tackle there.
So third down, 4. Ball spotted at the 29. Line to gain, the 25. 9:50, clock moving. Fourth quarter. Running clock. Mercy rule for the second half of this ball game. Shotgun formation. Slot right. Split left. From the left side, single man in the backfield. Going to hand off once again. Condit's going to get close to a first down, about a yard shy. It's going to be 4th and 1. So they'll respot the ball right there. Spot at the 26-yard line. Play comes in. Going to be brought in right there from Colin Hussey. Hussey in there in the ball game. He's going to play this offensive backfield. Hussey's going to be the lone back behind quarterback Landon Spidell. Be split right. Twins left. They need 2 yards. It's 4th and 2. High snap. Going to reach back. Going to try to get on it. And does so. They're going to give the ball back to Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes can have it at the 41-yard line.
We've got to see some high snaps in the second half, AJ. Just different guys in there. Not used to playing, I don't think.
So high snap, gives the ball back. That was 4th and 1. And they give the ball back to Twin Lakes. 41-yard line, near the middle of the field. Clock moving, 8:24. Got a second unit in there for Tristan. Looks like a lot of a new white uniforms there for Twin Lakes also.
Oh, yeah.
So they're letting the younger generations get out there, get some reps here in the varsity ball game. The work there in the backfield. Eli Woods will double check. Quarterback number. Trips to the right. They're going to hand off. Left to right. Fumble. Ball comes loose. Gets him out of jumps on it. In play, quarterback for Twin Lakes right now is Kevin Buckinger. He's a sophomore, 5'9". And Tipton might have jumped on that. Nope, they're going to give it back. They're going to say the Twin Lakes got it or it went out of bounds.
I didn't think Tipton got it because there was no jumping around. So
that was a long huddle. Pretty good distance there from the ball. Twin Lakes breaks huddle. 18 on the play clock. 7:20 left clock rolling. We're in the fourth quarter. 42-7. Tipton in front. Shotgun. They can trip to the right. They're going to hand off to him in the backfield. he'll dive forward and get to the 50-yard line. Ball carrier on the play is 30. Let that run, Gage Custer. He's a sophomore, 5'9", 155. Gage Custer, he's listed at 33.5 yards per game. His long is 21. He's yet to score a touchdown.
Yeah, there's a nice defensive play like that. Contact that freshman out there.
Ball's at the 50-yard line. They need 1 yard to move the stick. Third down, one. Shotgun formation. Going to hand off right to left. Blue Devil's going to stop him behind the line of scrimmage. Ball carrier once again. Gage Hester going to bring up a 4th-and-4 and a good play.
Yeah, nice play by Cole Huffey, number 9. Another for 43, a freshman, 5'9", 155.
He plays good ball. He's going to... He must be called the defense right there. And the signals come in from Josh Frawley, linebacker coach. 6:05 on the game clock. 47-yard line, Twin Lakes. Facing a 4th down, they need 4. We're working the shotgun, single man in the backfield. Trips to the right, split out wide left. Going to hand off, going to fake the handoff. Going to be a pass back to 30. And he's going to try to break the containment there. He's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Pass play as Gage Custer. They take the handoff to him. He went to flat. Couldn't get back to the line of scrimmage.
Once again, Calvin Conduct up there on that play to stop the progress there. And a couple of Kitchen guys coming and finish off the tackle there.
That was a 4th down play. Didn't get it. Tipton back on offense. 5:20 left. Clock moving. Blue Devils back 12 in the huddle. They're not going to call a flag there. Late in the ballgame, shotgun formation, Spinell. 2 wide left, split wide right from the short side of the field. Going to give the handoff to Husky. Husky's going to try to get what he can, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. I see him practice. He practices hard.
Yeah. And he's a good kid.
He works the ball. They move it back. Might have lost half a yard. They're going to call it 2nd and 11 on the board. Spidell back in the huddle. 4:40, clock moving. We're in the 4th quarter.
Yeah. Definitely a faster half than there's no running clock. It's just amazing how fast they go.
The shotgun formation. Got a cowbell. Not sure they should be here, but they are. The shotgun formation. Split left. They're going to keep the ball himself. Spidell's going to get back to the 45. They'll dive forward. He'll get to the 43.5. 2 flags come in. 2 synchronized flags come in. They'll short this out. It's going to be a personal foul against Twin Lakes.
Yeah. I didn't see what happened, but I called it already.
2 flags came in right simultaneously for that penalty. So evidently it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So they're going to spot the ball 15 yards closer to the end zone. Ball still on the Twin Lakes side of the field. They're going to spot it about the 29-yard line. Play clock is moving at 19. Game clock at 4 minutes. Clock moving. Blue Devils, second unit out there. Maybe the third. Spidell is quarterback. Split wide left. The slot formation is wide right. He'll take the snap. He'll keep it himself. He'll dive forward. He'll get maybe a yard. Good tackle on the play. Creates the tackle of 78. That's Tanner Coble. He's a sophomore, 5'10", 210. He's going to see some playing time next year.
Yeah.
So they're going to spot it at the 29. Spidell back in the huddle. Clock moving, 3:24. They'll work it right there. Back in shotgun formation, Spidell. Slot left, split right, single man in the backfield. It's pounded. Calling the cadence, Spidell. He's going to work it left side, pick up the blockers. He'll get inside the 25, maybe down to the 21-yard line. 2:56, clock moving. We'll mention SOS football camp, Shibe O'Hara Shibe. Camp is in its 23rd season. If you are serious about improving as a football player, this is a camp you need to attend. You can call them at SOS you can call Lance Scheib. You can actually reach him on the web at CoachScheib81@gmail.com. That's www.sosfootballcamp.com. Shotgun formation spiral. Going to hand off. Counted inside the 20 down to the 18 or 17-yard line. Clock moving at 2:12. Blue Devils pick up another first down. Clock moving 2:05. Got a Blue Devil on the surface. He's going to try to direct himself.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it was pretty hard when he came down. He looked like he had his reach something there.
They stopped the clock on an injury timeout. They stopped the clock on a regular timeout. And he's going to jump up to his feet. That's Chandon. Chandon's having a good game. He's got a touchdown in the third quarter.
Yeah, I think he hit some hands on the ball there. Just maybe knocked the wind out of him.
That can do it. You ever had the wind knocked out of you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Back in elementary.
I remember elementary. I was playing one-on-one drill. I was the ball carrier, and Brian Pitts picked me up, put his shoulder pad right in my bread basket.
Yeah, didn't feel good, did it?
Hard time getting your air back. You wonder if you ever will. Shotgun formation. Husky in the backfield. Twins left. They're going to slot left, split out wide right. Call McCain to Spinal. Good hand off to Husky. Husky goes left side, breaks the tackle, coming back right side. He'll be knocked down at the 23-yard line. Clock moving at 1:35 left here in the fourth quarter. Getting the play from the offensive coordinator, Dustin Shear. Comes over to the sideline. Landon Spiegel. Spiegel working from the freshman class. Got to feel pretty good getting in a varsity game as a freshman.
For sure.
So working in the shotgun, he's going to go under center now. Split wide right, slot left. 1:05 clock moving. In the backfield, single back is Cole Husky. Under center, Cole McKay. He's going to reverse out. Take it to Husky. He's going to stick the ball himself, bootleg. He's going to work himself free. He's going to be near the 5 yards, the 10-yard line. They'll spot him at the 12.
Yeah, he's got a good run, though.
Clock moving, 43 seconds. We might be looking at the next play as the last play of the ball game.
It's probably last play.
So Spiegel in the huddle, 35 seconds, clock moving. Third down, 5 on the board. Ball spotted at the 12-yard line at Twin Lake. 22 seconds on the game clock. Working from the shotgun, Spiegel, put him in the backfield. Going to hand off. Left to right, Husky gets to the 10-yard line, picks up a couple, 10 seconds, that's going to do it. Tell you what, Ernie, next week, Twin Lakes is going to be at Rensselaer. That's going to be the 10th, that's next week. Going to be a West Division Mountain. And next week, Benson will travel to Lewis Cass. That'll be an East Division matchup. Tell you what, pretty good ball game here tonight. We'll be traveling next week.
Yeah, our first little bit of a road trip. You know, we played a friend and it's not really too far, but we'll see how the kids respond next week going up to Lewis Cab.
So we'll make our way up there tomorrow. Tune in about 6:30. We'll hope to talk to both coaches. We will for sure talk to Coach Toll, and I believe Clay Mannering will allow us to talk to him. If we don't talk to him, we'll talk to his dad, Scott, but probably Clay. But we thank you for listening, and no matter if you're home or away, if you're teaching or doing the learning, you can't let it go. You got to keep the fire burning.